AM 1150, KNRC, Inglewood, Denver. Enid Goldstein is straight ahead. It's 12 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lester Holt. A particularly deadly day for Americans in Iraq. NBC's Tom Aspel says four contractors, all of them U.S. citizens, were killed in the city of Fallujah.
The crowd apparently mutilating those bodies there of the four contractors, dragged from the car, dragged through the streets. Two of them hung from a bridge with a sign on them saying, "This is the fate of Americans in Fallujah."
And five American soldiers were killed when their convoy ran over a bomb. The White House says these attacks won't force the U.S. out of Iraq before the country is a democracy. It calls the killings horrific. Attorney General John Ashcroft is back at work. Since March 9th, he's been recuperating from surgery to remove his gallbladder. Ashcroft's doctors say they expect a complete recovery. The European Union is threatening to take the United States to court over an American demand that foreign airlines hand over information on their passengers. Washington is asking for everything from credit card numbers to meal preferences. I'm Lester Holt, NBC News Radio.
The following is a real conversation between an OnStar advisor and a subscriber. It took place November 5th, 2003.
OnStar Center, this is Jerome. I'm going to help you.
They don't have my account number or anything, and my doors are locked.
Oh, no. Well, I think I can help you. Give me your home phone number.
617.
OnStar can send a signal to unlock your doors in most cases.
I'm actually in New Hampshire. You still going to be able to unlock my doors for me?
I think I can unlock your doors even if you're in New Hampshire.
That would be a wonderful thing.
The time frame for the unlocks is about 10 minutes, but I'll tell you, it's going to be a lot less. And I am going to call you back personally just to confirm it's unlocked.
Jerome, you're awesome.
Many Chevrolet cars and trucks are among the 51 GM models available with OnStar. To learn more, visit your Chevy dealer or Chevy.com.
Hey, Jerome.
The tower should be unlocked. Just pull it open so I can confirm it real quick.
Oh, I have to go outside. I didn't want to stand out in the rain. I am golden.
My fans. You got to love it.
Thank you, Jerome.
OnStar. Always there. Always ready.
Good afternoon. Mostly sunny, 73 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin, KNRC News. Let's check traffic with Darren Copeland in the KNRC Traffic Center.
This traffic report brought to you by Orkin Pest Control, and just a real slow drive on I-25, southbound I-25, right about Washington. You're going to see a two-car accident. Got over the shoulder, but the damage has been done. Had two bad accidents earlier, northbound I-25, caused delays all the way back to the tech center. It's getting better, but you're still going to be slow between about Hampton and University. Just because you don't see carpenter ants doesn't mean they're not trying to turn your house into a sack of sawdust. Remember, if it bugs you, bug the Orkin Man at 1-800-ORKIN-MAN. I'm Darren Copeland with your traffic on AM 1150 KNRC.
In local news, authorities believe a cigarette caused a fire that destroyed most of a Lakewood apartment building. Cindy Matthews of West Metro Fire says her department received a 911 call about a fire at 315 Zang a little after 5 this morning.
When our crews pulled up on scene, they saw heavy flames and smoke coming from the apartment building. We do have 24 units in the building, and we believe there's somewhere between 16 and 18 families that are being affected.
Matthews says some of those families can return to their homes tomorrow, but others could be displaced for weeks. The blaze quickly engulfed the second and third floors of the building, and the smoke was visible from Lakewood and Golden. This report brought to you by TV Guide. The Picnic Rock Fire has now burned more than 700 acres. The fire started yesterday morning in Poudre Canyon and began burning brush and grass, but has now started to burn some timber. Eight homes have been evacuated, another dozen are on alert. Six jurisdictions are now battling the blaze, but they're not getting any help from Mother Nature, with winds gusting up to 30 miles an hour and temperatures expected to reach the upper 70s today. Police have arrested the director of a naturopathic clinic in Wheat Ridge. Spokeswoman Lisa Stiegel says that how the practice was run by 36-year-old Brian O'Connell caught the attention of the police.
Two of his patients ended up in critical condition in the emergency room at Lutheran Hospital immediately following some care that he had given them.
O'Connell is in charge of Mountain Area Naturopathic Associates on Ward Road, which allegedly has a client base of 4,000 people. At present, the charges O'Connell faces are misdemeanors, but Stiegel says, depending on what happens on those patients in critical conditions, some of those charges could be bumped up to felonies. The snowpack areas that provide a large amount of water for Denver and Aurora looking bad. The levels are estimated to be at just a little over 50% of average. It's about the same as the level in the drought year of 2002. Last year, measurements in the same area areas showed that there were more than 2 feet of snowpack. There are still areas in Colorado that are close to what's considered normal, boasting 80% to 90% of average. In sports, the Colorado Avalanche have 3 more regular season games, with the first of those in Minnesota tonight against the Wild. The Avs beat the Wild 3-1 when they last played in February. Colorado Rockies take on the Anaheim Angels in spring training action this afternoon. Yesterday, the Rocks hammered the D-backs 7-1. No game for the Denver Nuggets until Friday when they play Houston here at home. Last night, Carmelo Anthony scored a career-high 41 points to help the Nuggets beat the Seattle Supersonics 124-119. Nuggets are still in a race with the Utah Jazz for a playoff spot in the Western Conference. What's on TV tonight? TV Guide Channel knows. Watch the all-new series What's On and find what's new, what's best, and what's next on TV tonight, only on TV Guide Channel. Your exclusive Weather Channel forecast is up next. KNRC News Time is 12:05.
From Estes Park to Colorado Springs, from Golden to Aurora, hear Denver's most entertaining talk personalities exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC. KNRC.
For centuries, man has sought to beautify his homeland and protect it from unwelcome invaders. It took the Chinese over 1,600 years to construct the Great Wall, which established property boundaries, embellished the landscape, and protected its residents. But within a few weeks, Elkar Fence can expertly install one of over 50 styles of fence. For over 55 years, Colorado residents have turned to Elkar Fence to enhance the privacy and beauty of their property. We can also design a custom fence to fit your specific needs. Now is the perfect time to secure your home for spring and summer. Top-notch products, dependable service, and competitive prices have made Elkar the largest builder of quality fences in the Rocky Mountain region. Elkar is also one of the largest commercial fence builders in the area. Call Elkar today at 755-5211 for a free quote on your own attractive Great Wall. That's Elkar Fence, 755-5211.
I'm Stephanie DeLuca with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. Gorgeous today and tomorrow, but that will change by Friday. Today, though, lots of sunshine, a high of 79 degrees. Tonight, nice and clear, down to 40. Sun and clouds, windy for tomorrow, but still warm, 78. Friday, cold front passing over our area, along with an area of low pressure, scattered rain showers and snow showers. Much colder, our high 44. For the Weather Channel, I'm Stephanie DeLuca on AM 1150 KNRC.
Mostly sunny, 74 degrees. KNRC News Time is 12:07. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 12:35 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
From AM 1150 KNRC, Denver's choice for talk. Now, one of the Mile High City's most compelling talk hosts, Enid Goldstein. The producer is Joe Anderson. Board operations, Jordan Lyles. Now, here's Enid.
12:07, 7 minutes after 12 o'clock. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. No Sophie Kinsella today. But tomorrow, David K. Johnston will be talking about... He is a New York Times reporter. We're going to be talking about perfectly legal, the covert campaign to rig our tax system to benefit the super rich and cheat everyone else. And I want to know about that. And I saw one of his pieces in today's New York Times, which I'll be sharing with you. Friday, Bruce Valanche going to be live in studio, all of him. Why not take all of him? And there's a lot of them to take, too. And I think he is hilarious. He is so funny. He is starring in Hairspray, which is at the Denver Center for the Performing Arts. Both reviewers gave it an A, Lisa Bornstein and John Moore, The Post and The Rocky. I saw it. I thought it was fabulous, and I thought it was family-friendly. And even if you take your kids, you know, the worst that happens is a little bit of double entendre, but it'll go over their heads. It's hilarious. It's set in the 60s, so it's a lot of dancing, a lot of great singing, a wonderful storyline, and great costumes and spectacle. It's very charming, very funny, and very fun. So that's going to be on Friday, along with Margaret Atwood, the very well-known author. She has a new book out in paperback, Oryx and Crake. Next week, Kate Lehrer is going to join us, Jim Lehrer's wife. Philip Margolin, best-selling author of Ties That Bind. His new book is Sleeping Beauty. Brian Greene, best-selling author of The Elegant Universe. And his brand-new book is called The Fabric of the Cosmos. It's currently number 5 on the New York Times nonfiction list. So all of these really top-name guests will be joining us this week, next week. And I also want to remind you that as part of the One Book, One Denver celebration, if we want to call it that. Various of us are going to be leading discussions of the one book, and the one book that Mayor Hickenlooper has chosen is called Peace Like a River. The author is Leif, L-E-I-F, Enger, E-N-G-E-R. And I'll be leading a discussion or helping to lead a discussion at the Tower to Cover, Lodo, Monday, April 19th, 7 p.m., and I hope to see you there. And I'm also going to be at the Zonta Authors Club on the 24th, I believe, of April, if I have that right. So all of that coming up, you might want to mark your calendars if you're interested in going. Well, we have a lot of things to talk about today. First of all, today is the first day that Clear Channel airs. And I can't hear Al Franken because I think he's on around he's on about the same time I am now. I know he's on from noon to three, and I don't know if that's East Coast time, Eastern Standard Time, or whether if he's on noon to three our time. So anybody who is monitoring that show, I'd love to hear what you have to say about it. The Reverend Jesse Jackson is going to be hosting a weekly talk show on the Walmart across the way on Clear Channel Radio. And it's going to air, it looks like it will originate from Chicago. And what stations it will air on, well, I guess it will include New York, San Francisco, Chicago, Philly, Detroit, Norfolk, Virginia. Show is going to be called Keep Hope Alive. And I think it's really interesting that Clear Channel has decided to air Jesse Jackson. What do you make of that? Is that political because they're in so much trouble now in so far as the government is concerned? See, here's what happened. Everybody started to realize about all this consolidation in radio going on, the consolidation of ownership. And the reason that the public was slow to realize it is that they couldn't get it from the radio stations that were being consolidated because you really couldn't talk about it. If you talked about it, you might not have a job the next day. So it wasn't discussed on radio. It wasn't very much discussed in the media generally, not on television, and very little in print. And that's because you have all these owners of media who want further consolidation, so they don't want to diss radio consolidation. So by the time people began to realize what was going on, it had already occurred. They were a little bit late to the table. Not that it's too late. So now there's a lot of screaming at the FCC, and Clear Channel is coming under more scrutiny than it is accustomed to coming under. They're called a machine for Bush, Cheney, and the right-wing conservative movement and cheerleaders for the war in Iraq. And so what they did was made a sacrificial lamb out of Howard Stern, pulled him off of only the six stations that ran him. Viacom, which is Infinity, which is Mel Karmazin, really is responsible for Howard Stern's syndication, I think. But in any event, Clear Channel turned Howard into a sacrificial lamb and Bubba the Love Sponge also in Florida. And so now, as a sop to who? Washington, the FCC, Michael Powell, the fact that Jesse Jackson's son is, I believe, a representative in Congress. They put Jesse Jackson on to host his own weekly talk show on Clear Channel. And it will air in New York, San Francisco, Chicago, Philly, Detroit, and Norfolk initially. So we'll see what happens. Norfolk, Virginia. So we'll see what happens there. I just think it's being done for political reasons. Politicians don't typically make good talk hosts. So when everybody says, oh, you know what, liberal talk radio won't work, because, hey, you know what, Jerry Brown was a talk radio host, former governor of California, and Mario Cuomo, and they weren't able to cut it. It's not that you were a politician that gives you the right credentials for doing talk radio. In fact, you can make the case that being a politician doesn't give you the right credentials for doing talk radio. And the reason for that is that when you're a politician, you're used to walking the middle of the line. You don't want to offend both sides of that line. You're trying to have it both ways, usually. And if you're doing talk radio, that is the antithesis of what you want to do. In talk radio, you really need to take an opinion a lot. Now, sometimes I don't have an opinion, and I'll tell you that. But in general, you really have to take an opinion. Rush has an opinion. Good talk hosts typically have opinions, and they're not trying to pander to everybody, even though if you're in mainstream broadcasting, you do want the largest audience. But I can tell you this, the minute you, and this is true, I think, in life as well, the minute you start pandering, the minute you start putting your knee pads on and, you know, and sucky, sucky, sucky to everybody, that's the absolute kiss of death. I think that the people who have been most successful in life, I don't care what their profession has been, are people who've had a vision And probably nobody agreed with that vision, because if anybody had seen that vision first, they might have hopped on it sooner. Or maybe people are afraid of too many obstacles. But the people who've been the most successful, think about this and see if you can, in different walks of life, are people who have had a vision and they have pursued it, damn it, no matter what the obstacles have been. Now, sometimes it's hard to separate the foolish pursuit from the pursuit that was wise, because you can get so attached to the pursuit and so attached to slaying dragons and so attached to the obstacles that sometimes you lose sight of the big picture and realize that maybe even if you get to where you're going to go, it's not so much of a victory anyway. So it's a very fine line. But the people who have been the most successful in life have had a vision, and they have pursued it, and there is always tremendous reaction against something new. You always, however much lip service corporations give you in defense of creativity and how they are in favor of creativity, they're afraid of it, because creativity involves a certain kind of chaos. It involves thinking outside the box, which is the cliche du jour in corporate America. Oh, let's think outside the box. But the minute you do, corporate America is threatened. Very few corporations are not threatened by it, because it means that you upend the order of things, even the hierarchy possibly. And certainly there's a lot of chaos coming out of creative thinking. And so people want to do what has worked someplace else. And there are very few people who are willing to stride forward in the face of experience in other places with those same ideas and say, let's give it a shot. I know in my gut it's going to work. There are very few people who have that strong a gut. There are very few people who have the courage to pursue the vision. And sometimes when it pays off very big. Sometimes it does not pay off. Sometimes you spend your whole life pursuing that vision, and maybe if you're lucky, your heirs get to pick up where you left off. Or maybe nothing happens. But at least you know you put everything into something you believe strongly in. Now, sometimes people who are nutso believe strongly, very strongly, in things that are completely hopeless. So you have to know when it's worth it and when it's not worth it. And that's a fine line. I'm looking at Dick Kreck's column today in the Denver Post. And the headline is, Hosts Yak, We Just Listen on Talk Radio. They should call it Listen Radio, he says, not Talk Radio. And what he did is he timed Peter Boyle's show, and he timed Mike Rosen's show. And he thinks that, he says, it's always seemed to me that radio talk hosts are more prone to listen to themselves talk than those who call in. Now, you know, you can't, what he doesn't, I think, factor into this is sometimes you have a lot of calls and sometimes you don't have a lot of calls. So you're talking, sometimes you're talking a lot because there aren't other people calling in or you don't have a guest at that moment. He said, to prove my theory, I tuned in recently to Peter Boyle's at the Walmart across the way, and Mike Rosen, similarly, at the other Walmart across the way, the Twin Towers of local talk radio. The days and times were picked at random, suspicions confirmed. In the 60 minutes between 8 and 9 a.m. on a Wednesday, Boyle spent 16 minutes actually talking with someone who called in. He devoted 9 minutes to an interview with a Christian advocate in Washington, D.C., during the Supreme Court's deliberations on dropping Under God from the pledge. The rest of the hour was gobbled up by commercials, traffic, and weather reports. Boyle pitching bedroom furniture, auto parts, bath and kitchen remodeling. Boyle fulminating and Boyle plugging his weekly television show on Channel 12. Rosen did better. During his hour, he used 23 minutes in conversation with callers, all of whom agreed with his position that America's problem with terrorists is really former President Clinton's fault. But the bulk of his time was spent addressing his listeners, following the model of the Bush administration to discredit anti-terrorism advisor Richard Clark. Rosen burned the first 10 minutes of his show reading from and lauding an anti-Clark column by Washington Post conservative writer Charles Krauthammer. Then there were the usual commercials, breaks for station IDs, traffic news, Rosen selling a veteran's home, eye surgery, and sleep systems. He didn't take the first call from a listener until 9:40 a.m., which gave him another chance to launch into a monologue about Clark and his duplicity. During the hour, 5 callers got through to Oz. Who's to blame for the one-way dialogue? Clear Channel, which owns both stations and is known in the radio business cheap channel, and its drive for profits? The host's egos? Their political agendas? All of them, I suspect, writes Dick Kreck in today's Denver Post. Listen, if you must, but don't call in and expect to get on the air with the host. It's not about you. It's We Talk, You Listen Radio. Well, not around here it isn't. We are AM 1150 KNRC. And you are always welcome to call in. You are always welcome to talk. If enough of you have called in and it's been smart and funny, like we always hope for the shows, I am smarter at the end of the show than I was at the beginning of the show. So you think that one person can't make a difference, one person can make an enormous difference. And even if one person makes no difference, you will at least know that you tried. And we welcome you, even when you and I disagree strongly. I might cuff you around, I might ask you pointed questions, I might get you in a verbal chokehold, and likewise, you might do the same to me. And maybe you're gasping for air and you feel like I'm not giving you enough time. I want to give you time, and if you're really good, you will have the time. And I particularly invite people who disagree with me to call in because I really think it makes for a more vibrant discussion. But if you're just dopey, I mean, you're probably not going to, I'll let you on, but you're not going to probably survive for very long. But what the hell? Give it a go. Give it a go. Follow your vision. That's what we started with. 303-382-1150. So on this day, when Air America launches, and you can listen on the web, I think it's airamerica.com, not that I'm sending you over there, but I would like a report as to how Al Franken is sounding on the first day. And whether you think this will succeed, I think that they have a decent shot. They're not on good stations. That's the trouble. They're only in a handful of markets, and they're not on good stations in those markets. And by that, I mean strong signal strength, you know, big signals where it can reach a lot of people. They're in, I think they've got smaller signals. I know in Chicago, I think it's only about 1,000 watts. So it doesn't, you know, you got to kind of stand up to the building with a tin can at your ear in order to pick up the radio station. But you can listen on the net, and I'd be curious to know what your read is on Al Franken. He's awfully good. But here's the story, and this is what they don't tell you when they put on people like Jane Ann Garofalo, or when they put on Franken, or when they put on Mary Cuomo, who briefly had his own talk show, or whomever. It's day in, day out. It is 3 hours a day, 4 hours a day, depending on the length of your shift or your show. And you have to keep it really interesting. So you might have material for a great gig, a stand-up routine that goes on for an hour and a half, but you've got to do this 3 hours a day, 5 days a week. Make it interesting, make it enlightening, compelling, entertaining, amusing, informative. You name the adjective, and you got to do it every day. And some days, the universe blesses you with great news stories, and it's a hot news day. And other days, weeks go by, and there is nothing that is going on that is barely worth our attention, but that doesn't matter. Talk radio is a huge maw, and you just have to keep making it lively and interesting, and that's where your vision comes in as a radio talk host. It's not hard to just pick up the newspaper and read it, which some hosts do. Apparently Rosen does that a lot. I don't know. I haven't heard that much of his show, but it's not hard to do that. But when there is no real news, how do you make a show really fascinating? So that is a challenge before Air America. And I hate for them to be handcuffed and shackled into only one political position. You know, a lot of you want to label me, but I call myself common sense because some of my positions will surprise you. My position on daycare, for example, I think if you're going to have a kid, somebody's got to stay home with that kid. Just to throw that kid into daycare for 8 hours a day for the first 7 years of its life, I think is horrible. Somebody setting out deliberately to be a single parent, I think is very unfair to the kid. So some of you get mad at me who think you have labeled me as a liberal. So in some ways I will surprise you. I think I'm common sense. That's what I think I am. So rare these days is to be uncommon sense. But that's why you're listening, and I hope you tell more of your friends. Tell your friends. Radio is an intimate experience. And when we're in our cars listening, I don't think we think to tell anybody that we're having this intimate experience and that they ought to listen to that person, too. So think about doing that. 303-382-1150, 303-382-1150. Ben, calling from Elgin, Illinois. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hey there, Enid. This is Ben from WhiteRoseSociety.org.
Yeah, where you archive my shows.
Yes, and where lots of people listen to you.
I know, you told me, but I'm not the leader yet.
No, Tom Hartman's on the top for now, and you just need to keep trying.
Okay.
Got to plug the archives a little, too.
Okay, WhiteRose.org. All right, so what's the story on Al Franken?
Okay, I listened to the first hour and a half of Al Franken on the 9:50 a.m. here in Chicago, WNTD. First of all, the signal, I'm out here in Elgin. I've got a fairly good AM radio.
Elgin is what, about 100 miles from?
45 miles northwest from the Loop.
Okay.
Okay, and WNTD is down on the south side. I think about 35th Street South is where their mast
is. Yeah, but they're about 1,000 watts, aren't they?
Yeah, I'm getting them pretty well.
Oh, you are? Okay.
I was actually surprised. Now, I had tried listening to WNTD on the same radio a week ago when they were still broadcasting. It was a Spanish language program, and that was very weak. So I'm
all right. So now, what do you think? What do you think about Al Franken, though? You've heard some of the show. How is it sounding? Should be a good debut, I would think.
He's entertaining as usual. You know, acerbic, nasty. You know, the sort of thing you expect from Al Franken. But he's very slow paced.
Oh, he is slow.
His co-host.
Now, see, I don't want to say this about your number one guy, but whenever I've heard Tom Hartman, he seems kind of slow to me too.
He is a little slow.
He's slow.
People
should be giving me more hits. That's all I can say, man.
I agree.
Because we move it along very quickly. I have no attention span to speak of.
I think nobody else
does either.
I'm an ADHD guy myself, but Tom is sort of the you know, the intellectual sort of thoughtful radio host. You need some of that. You do. You need some people that are going to bring in a senator and grill him at length.
All right. So Al Franken is great, but he's a little bit slow moving.
Okay.
But here's the thing: he's got material, and he's going to blow it in his first week. And then what's he going to do in week two, week three, week four, week five?
That is the curse of comedians. You know, years ago, before television, you know, a comedian could take his act, and you know, and he was basically seeing a different group of people every time he did it. You know, and then he'd go from city to city, and he'd wear out one city, go to the next city. He'd use the same material over and over and over again. You know, and it's really hard to find funny new material. But it was okay. Years ago, a comedian could do that and not have to refresh his stuff but every few months. Now, with the television, you go on Saturday Night Live, and you've just blown your shtick.
And as I have said this before, because I had Brett Butler live in the studio on Friday, I once took a comedy writing class from Doc Simon's brother in Los Angeles at UCLA, and what I was astonished to realize, I never thought about it, because good comedians make it look so effortless. They come out onto the stage, and they make you laugh. To distill that material down to a five-minute bit, it takes enormous amounts of material to distill it, and you've got to say it just right. If you have one extra word in there, you have ruined the timing, and it's not funny.
Exactly.
I mean, God bless Al Franken. Now, he was a writer for a long time for Saturday Night Live, and, of course, he's had all these successful books. So he'll figure it out. I mean, it's not rocket science, and he'll get there.
No, and to some degree, you know, you rehash your old material. You know, you wait for some topic to come up, and then you use the funny phrase that you've figured out you can use about that topic, and then go on from there. So there's going to be some of that. I think he'll do okay. I really think he needs to work on his pacing, his delivery for radio, because you can't use your facial expressions on the radio.
That's true. Your voice has to do everything. It has to do all the work of what your body language would have done, what your face would have done. Ben, I thank you so much for calling in. I'm delighted to have the report, and I know we'll talk again, and keep me posted on whiterose.org.
Whiterosesociety.org.
Oh, whiterosesociety.org. My shows are all archived there. Thank you, and it's a kind of rest in peace. I expect that will be my eternal resting place, my permanent parking spot. Thank you, Ben.
Take care.
All right, 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Flush, rush.
Anyone else has to go, do it now. I ain't stopping again.
Middays, the Rush Alternative. Enid Goldstein, noon till 3 on AM 1150 KNRC.
Can't figure out why you're not sleeping well? Maybe the trouble is in your bed. Conventional mattresses create pressure points that make you toss and turn. But now there's a bed guaranteed to give you a better night's sleep. It's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. The Tempur-Pedic mattress reduces the pressure points that make you toss and turn. So get a great night's sleep, guaranteed. Call Tempur-Pedic now for a free video and sample at 1-800-645-0707. That's 1-800-645-0707.
Join KNRC at the 2004 Taste of Vail, the Vail Valley's 14th annual food and wine Rite of Spring, April 7th through the 10th. Tickets are still available. Full event passes are priced at just $350, which includes all seminars, après-ski events, mountaintop picnics, and more. Individual event tickets are priced from $15 to $150. Order your tickets online at tasteofvail.com or call 970-926-5665. Sponsored in part by AM 1150 KNRC.
I'm Sue Herrera, CNBC Business Radio. Stocks are lower at this hour, the Dow down 25, the NASDAQ down 7. Investors are seeking safer positions after 2 days of solid gains and ahead of an eagerly anticipated jobs report due out on Friday. It's expected that we will see the biggest employment gain in 3 years due to a bounce back in construction hiring and to the return of workers in California after a long grocery strike. If you're feeling pain at the pump, it's only going to get worse. OPEC is keeping its pledge to cut oil output by 4% beginning tomorrow. The decision puts renewed pressure on gasoline prices and also risks a slowdown in the struggling global economy. And another American textile maker has fallen in the face of intense foreign competition. Dan River, which makes sheets and comforters, filed for bankruptcy today, joining other firms like Burlington Industries and Cone Mills. Deliberations in the Tyco trial continue. It's day 10. Sue Herrera, CNBC Business Radio.
Now you can dial a diamond and save half by calling Empire Diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. If you're in the market for a solitaire, engagement ring, anniversary, or investment diamond, then shop around, get the best price, and then dial a diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. Empire will advise you on size, shapes, and values. They'll sell you diamonds directly from the source without a middleman's markup. These diamonds are guaranteed to be priced at half the retail price. A diamond certification by the Gemological Institute of America will be faxed or mailed to you. For qualified buyers, your diamond will be sent to your home or office for a free 10-day no-obligation inspection. Upon your satisfaction, you then pay for your purchase and get a 60-day money-back guarantee. Empire Diamond, located in the Empire State Building for over half a century, guarantees the lowest priced diamonds, 10-day free inspection, and money-back guarantee. Save over half on your diamonds. Call 1-800-SAVE-HALF. That's 1-800-SAVE-HALF. Visit us at dialadiamond.com.
Hi, my name is Stephanie. I want to get tall when I grow up. Tall enough to hug Enid Goldstein, because my grandpa says she's high.
Enid Goldstein, weekday afternoons from noon till 3 on AM 1150 KNRC. You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC.
I think it's just absolutely vital that we get a foothold on the talk radio terrain, because it's all Rush, you know, Hannity and those guys. I'm going directly against Rush. We're going to try to do drug-free radio.
Here again, Enid Goldstein.
Well, I can tell them a couple of things about going up against Rush, because that's what we're doing here. That's why we have a Flush Rush campaign that I think starts tomorrow. So you'll be seeing it on buses and billboards and all over the place. Tell your friends about AM 1150 KNRC, because, you know, we are the David to the Goliath at the Walmart across the way. Rush has been on the air for a dozen years or more. The KOA signed on in the 20s, so it's an 80-plus-year-old radio station, and we have just been on the air for 5 or 10 minutes. We're very new. We're about a year and a half, almost 2 years old, and it takes a long time to get traction when you're up against very formidable competition like that. So you can be, if you like the radio you're hearing, you can be the goodwill ambassador here and let people know, let your friends know, because as I said earlier, radio is a very intimate experience. You're in your car, you're listening, and I think a lot of us don't think to tell people about someone we like on the radio. Maybe some of us do. I don't know that I think to tell people about it. Always. So if you tell your friends, get them to listen. And, you know, I find that you have to tell your friends about 80 million times to do anything. And also act as ambassadors to spread the word around about how horrible this administration has really been, especially now that more and more is coming out. I'll tell you what I'm really dismayed about. I am completely dismayed that with all these statements from Dick Clark coming out, and we are still trying to get him on, although they've told us that he's not doing any more radio interviews. Well, why? Because they're all beat up on him. But we're trying. We're trying. We're in there slugging away trying to get him on. But here's the story. Even with all this damaging Dick Clark testimony, even with the fact that, more people killed in Iraq today, even with the fact that the economy is terrible and the job picture is a lot worse than the administration paints it, even with the fact that Richard Foster, whom they're trying to discredit, a head actuary of Medicare, has testified that he was threatened with being fired if he gave the actual costs to Congress of what the Medicare drug prescription reform would cost. Even with all of that, Bush's ratings, while they are the lowest in his presidency, I think are among the lowest, they still remain pretty good. So it has not been a direct hit. Now I'm getting depressed about that. 303-321-1150. Steve, calling out of cell. Hi, you're live with Enid.
How you doing today, Enid?
Doing well.
I got to tell you, the commercial for you that came on right before you came back on the air, I like that. That was good.
Yeah, that was pretty good. I think we're going to have billboards along those lines.
Well, that sounds
Now,
good.
You're going to be an American Idol contestant. Is that the story here, Steve?
I am indeed.
When?
I will be on May 29th and May 30th.
Oh, my God.
And
Oh, my God.
I want to invite any of your liberal callers to please call me because I think we're going to have some lively debate.
Okay.
All
right.
Anyway,
we are wishing you well.
Well,
you will have firsthand experience that doing talk radio is not as easy as it looks, but maybe it will be very easy for you. Maybe you're going to do a great job.
Well, I hope to. I'm going to give it a shot and see how it works out.
Okay. All right. What's on your mind today?
One of the things I don't understand about Air America is my understanding is they only opened up in Chicago, New York, and I think L.A.
To be announced in San Francisco. They're trying to find some outlet in San Francisco, but I don't know where.
Well, why didn't they go national? Like, I mean, when O'Reilly started on, he went national right away.
Because it's kind of complicated. They have to get clearances from stations. I don't know what the problems are that they've encountered and whether it's a financial situation or what it is. But they're out there vying with a lot of established talents. And if you're a Walmart station, they like to keep it all conservative, so they don't want to mix it up like we mix it up here. But they don't. Typically, you don't see anybody who isn't conservative on the Walmarts here in Denver.
Well, the other thing I was going to point out, I just read this yesterday. I think I saw it on Drudge, so I don't know if it's come to fruition yet. But he's reporting that Al Gore is actually in the process of purchasing a cable channel as well.
So I have. Seems to me that I vaguely heard about that, and I don't know what's going to happen with that.
Well,
and I don't know what he's planning to do with that. But if I want to point out something, if you are a, and by the way, CNN has lost half of its audience in the last year.
Right.
This just came out today. Half of its audience in the last year, which is pretty big. If you are a listener, a talk radio listener, you know that most talk radio is conservative.
That is correct.
But if you are wandering over to the cable TV for news, like MSNBC, certainly like Fox, and they tell you they're fair and balanced. That's a complete crock. The truth of the matter is most of cable television news is also slanted toward the conservative side because they've seen that it's profitable. CNN perhaps less so, but Wolf Blitzer's got his knee pads on for the administration.
But here's the thing that you're not looking at. Let's look at Fox News for a minute, okay? When Fox News says they're fair and balanced, when you have programs on, let's say, Hannity and Combs, I will readily admit that Combs does not hold anything compared to Sean Hannity. But when you go to, let's say, CNN, Crossfire, okay, I think Combs is a weak liberal. But when you go to Crossfire and they have Tucker Carlson on as their conservative, he doesn't hold a candle to Paul Begala.
You're right about
Carville.
That. You're right. That's one of the few places. But Wolf Blitzer, I mean, he has been doing the administrations. He's been carrying water for the administration. He started to make allegations about Dick Clark, which, you know, I really lost respect for Wolf Blitzer on that one,
but
and a couple of other things too. But if you are looking at MSNBC, if you are Chris Matthews, who used to work for who's the guy from Boston, Tip O'Neill,
right.
He was on his staff. Chris Matthews saw the handwriting on the wall, and he's gone to the right. Those shows are mostly tilt right because they think that they can be more successful that way. And you're not getting a fair reading of things.
But let's be fair about this for a minute, okay? Let's look at Dick Clark, for example. How do we know which version of what Dick Clark is saying is the correct version?
Well, I want the administration, if they have a problem with what Dick Clark is saying, Steve, to challenge him on the substance and not to try to discredit him as a human being. And I thank you for the call and wish you good luck, too, on your debut.
All right,
here.
Thank you.
You're welcome. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC. 12:38, time to check into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Enid. Good afternoon. Mostly sunny, 75 degrees. Let's check traffic now with Darren Copeland in the KNRC Traffic Center.
This traffic report is brought to you by Napa Blue and White Coral, brought to you by Napa, I can just say, and really still a little bit slow both directions on I-25. Southbound I-25 of Washington, watch for an accident. It's in the shoulder, but still causing problems. Northbound I-25 slow as well. Napa can keep your car looking great. Stop by today and pick up Wheatley's Bleach White Tire Cleaner or Blue Coral Car Wash for just $2.99 each. Napa, get the good stuff. I'm Darren Copeland with your traffic on AM 1150 KNRC.
The Picnic Rock Fire in Poudre Canyon has now grown to more than 700 acres. 8 homes have been evacuated. Another dozen homes are on alert. Fire crews from 6 jurisdictions are battling the blaze that began yesterday morning. This report brought to you by TV Guide. A Lakewood apartment building caught fire early this morning, and authorities think a cigarette may have started that fire. Up to 18 families have been displaced from their homes. Some may be able to return to their homes tomorrow, but others could be displaced for weeks. Wheat Ridge police have arrested the director of a naturopath the clinic there. Police got involved when two of Brian O'Connell's patients wound up in critical condition at Lutheran Hospital immediately after receiving care from him. What's on TV tonight? TV Guide Channel knows. Watch the all-new series What's On and find what's new, what's best, and what's next on TV tonight, only on TV Guide Channel. Your exclusive Weather Channel forecast is up next. KNRC News Time is 12:40.
Day Rush Alternative. Enid Goldstein on AM 1150 KNRC. Enid Goldstein, KNRC.
We have to talk.
Hi, I'm Evelinda Ehrman.
And I'm Judy Schwartz. We co-host Style Matters Live.
Even if you're not born with great style, you can buy it.
Just like we do. And this extends to our homes. Element, Denver's newest furniture store for urban home furnishings, accessories, and artwork, meets all our style needs and will meet yours, too.
Element has multifunctional furniture to maximize your space in a condo, apartment, loft, or smaller home. The clean lines of Element's furniture for today's urban lifestyle will work with what you already own.
You'll love their eclectic mix of styles, all presented in a way you can envision in your own home.
Prices are affordable, with lamps as low as $100 and sofas starting at about $1,000. Interior design services are available.
Element is open Monday through Friday, 11 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 7, and Sunday, 1 to 5. Element is located at 77 West 9th Avenue, a half a block west of Broadway in the Golden Triangle. 303-825-3770.
Element. Your lifestyle, your home, your element.
I'm Mike Stenefford with the KNRC forecast and the Weather Channel. Sunny skies, warm temperatures continue this afternoon with very low humidity. We'll get up to a high near 80. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, a low near 40. Turning partly sunny and rather windy on Thursday, but another warm day, highs upper 70s. Then on Friday, windy and much colder with a mix of rain and snow. Highs on Friday only in the mid-40s. For the Weather Channel, I'm Mike Stenefort on AM 1150, KNRC.
75 degrees under mostly sunny skies. KNRC News Time is 12:42. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 1 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150, KNRC.
Get up close and personal with the Colorado Symphony in the only concert hall in America where the music literally becomes the center of attraction. The CSO is offering KNRC listeners 20% off tickets in the Parquet and Mezzanine 1 sections of Betcher Concert Hall for all Masterworks and Super Pops performances. These seats put you practically in the middle of the orchestra. You can watch the conductor's every move and hear the majesty and force of the music build before you. Join the Colorado Symphony and the Colorado Children's Chorale for a performance of Mendel A Midsummer Night's Dream and Schumann Symphony No. 1 Spring on April 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Tickets available at all King Supers Tickets West outlets and online at coloradosymphony.org. And to get up close and personal with the CSO, call 303-893-4100. That's 303-893-4100 for your KNRC listener offer. The Colorado Symphony Orchestra, the sound of your life.
Listen this Friday for AM 1150 KNRC's Doug Callen live at the Crocs Mexican Restaurant in Lodo.
This is the only radio station that I have programmed into my radio at home.
Bless you, Robin.
Doug won't be in Siesta. He'll be busy working.
I do hope he hasn't made a nuisance of himself.
But you'll be able to come by, have a great dinner, and meet the AM 1150 KNRC staff. The one Denver talk station that goes out of the studio. AM 1150 KNRC. KNRC.
I really don't want to give my name. I'm a regional manager. I do love that Enid Goldstein. A mission to Mars, Mr. Bush? If there's any extra money in the budget, I think we should create a U.S. grant for hotness myself.
Enid Goldstein, weekday afternoons from noon till 3 on AM 1150 KNIC. Listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNIC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
12:44 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. Oh, I forgot to tell you, I went to see Tommy Franks last night for a little bit. I got my picture taken with him. He doesn't know that I'm on the other side. But you know what was interesting? I left after a few minutes. I schmoozed and cruised. I think we were one of the sponsors. At the there was a special reception for... before the event, and I am somebody who the event is not even is interesting to go to, but it's equally interesting to me to just observe people. And since I'm, you know, still finding my way in Denver, it is just fun for me to observe. I just love I'm a people watcher, so it's fun to schmooze and cruise and watch people and all that kind of stuff. And then there was this long line, and here was Tommy Frank standing there, and we could each get our pictures taken with him. And I mean, that was a really long line. And I sort of felt sorry for him because it sort of looks like a low rent deal where they rent him. He's like a cardboard statue, and he's got to get his picture taken and smile, with all these people come up to him. And you know that he's making probably, if Bill Clinton gets over $100,000 a speech, what would Tommy Franks get for a speech? I would think in the $80,000, $75,000, $70,000 range, something like that. So for the, you know, they rent him to stand up there. Joe says he'll speak for $1,000, but you know what? I don't know if we're going to stand in line for you, Joe. But in any event, here's Tommy Franks. And so I go to the lecture for a little bit, and I don't stay for very long. And he's giving us a whole history of his adolescence. And he is more charming, and he actually is better looking in person. He always seemed very charmless to me. But the reporting today in the paper about the lecture was that he said very little about... He hardly touched. I expected that he would talk substantially on the war in Iraq, and apparently he touched very little on it, which I think is kind of revealing. Maybe tells us that he wasn't completely on board. Maybe he got out as fast as he could when he was retiring. He's a four-star general, and he went to Midland High and graduated with Laura, but assured Bush that he never dated her. I have a feeling they were from different sides of the tracks. 303-322-1150. So just an update on my peregrinations, like you really care. Steve, on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Steve.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
You know, a few weeks from now, if you go into thousands of corporate offices around town, you're going to see pictures of these executives standing next to, you know, with their arms around General Franks, and they'll be telling people how they're close friends and they fought in the war together and all that.
My close personal friend, Tommy.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell people that I fought in the war with him, too.
Yeah, you know, you ought to. Mm-hmm. And they'll, you know, they might think better of you. About Air America, I think Air America I'm going to look at this as a business decision to form a liberal talk show network. And if I'm a corporation and I look at how they're doing this, it makes no sense to how they're doing it. They put there's a saying in corporate America that if a business doesn't make money, it's a hobby. And Air America is coming out of the chutes looking like it's a hobby and not a business.
I can't imagine. Well, unless there's huge, huge money, and I haven't really heard that, unless there's enormous money behind this and it's a project between now and the election, these people are going to be in it to try to make a profit. And my contention is that people are hungry for something that's smart and funny, and we're so used to not having it that we don't even think about wanting it anymore.
Well,
but when you give them something smart and funny, I think they're really going to be interested. Now, maybe I'm deluding myself.
Well, unfortunately, we who listen to your show like to think that the whole world is like this. But you look at, history is filled with good forms of entertainment and information that didn't make it past its maiden voyage because it couldn't find a market. There have been, you know, even here in Denver, where I've listened to talk radio for more than a decade, you know, Jim Hightower had a slot. They tried him, one station tried him here for more than a year.
Was Jim Hightower that compelling on the radio? I like him as an author. I like him as a, I thought Bernie Ward was compelling. I always liked listening to Bernie. But was Jim that compelling? I mean, he always has good information, but did he have the other things going on?
It was a different style with the checkered tablecloth and the banjo music and you know.
Yeah, and the chicken wing cafe. What did he say? Right wing, left wing, chicken
wing?
Yeah, exactly.
It was entertaining, but it wasn't, you know, I think the problem that you have here with, let's say that there is a market for liberal talk radio, and I'm not even sure exactly what that means, because like you said,
how about a more authentic kind of talk radio? I mean, you know what my
dialogue.
You know what my biases are. I have many biases coming in. I don't bother to hide them, but what I believe I'm doing, or what I try to do anyway, unless I'm deluding myself, is to do an honest show. I tell you where I'm coming from. It's no great secret where I'm coming from. But these other guys try to present it as objective truth instead of saying, you know what, I'm pretty biased on the right. They don't ever say that.
Right, and here's my concern is that Air America simply looks like a mirror version of the right kind of radio, the conservative radio. I mean, they've got their keynoter, their headliners, a guy who I've never heard say anywhere in public, oh, you know, that's a good point. You might be right about that, like you do. He's not, you know, Al Franken is a comedian, and he's turning into a mouthpiece for the left, and you know, he's going to be an alternative to Rush. Yes,
he's got marquee value. He's got a kind of hypnotist quotient. He certainly put it to Bill O'Reilly at that book expo last year, and I'm trying to go where it looks like we may be going to the one this year. It's going to be in Chicago, so I hope there's some more fireworks that we can report on. But I don't know. I think, bottom line, Steve, is there a market for smart, funny radio, yes or no?
Yeah, I think there is, but I think smart people who are most attracted to smart, funny radio tend to be, and this is proven over and over.
Quick.
They read newspapers and books. They don't read. They don't.
They don't know. And the other part of the. I thank you, Steve, for the call. They don't. Here's the other thing that they don't know. They don't know that there are some of us on the radio who are not simply white right wing robots. They don't know that. So it's going to take a while to let people know that we're here and that you can call in and you can savor the show. It's 303-382-1150. Eric in Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. How are you?
Good, Eric.
I just wanted to comment on something that Steve said, your favorite right-wing knuckle-dragger, previous caller. Steve, like a lot of neocons/conservatives, is pretty dishonest with himself and the listeners. He doesn't understand nuance or tone. He keeps bringing up this dichotomy, as he says, between Richard Clark's 2002 briefing and what he's stating now in his book and on TV and interviews, et cetera. And I was trying to think about it in terms of my work, and I thought about it this way. When I go and give a talk on my data, I'm representing my boss and the laboratory. Okay, I'm not speaking about my personal opinion of the results. I'm speaking in a way that paints a picture that's rather clear as opposed to being fuzzy, and I'm not saying, well, this is what we found, but I'm not quite sure I really believe that or whatever. So I'm not lying either way. If you ask me in person, I might say, well, sure, I spoke about the results, and they were a little stronger, or the data was a little stronger than maybe I believe personally are, but I'm representing, you know, someone else essentially, as everyone is who has a boss above them. You're representing the boss, the company, whatever. And I don't know why it's so difficult for these right-wingers to understand that. Clark is representing George Bush. His boss is George Bush. He comes out there, you know, gives a briefing to put his boss in the best possible light.
That's right.
He's not lying. He's going out there and slanting what clearly
he's not lying. He's spinning, which is really another form of not telling the truth. But it is his job. You're right.
It is his job. Yeah. And I don't know. I mean, I'd like to know what these right wingers, what their jobs are. Maybe when they call up and they bring out this latest right wing meme, you can ask them what they do as a profession, and do they ever say anything that is different from what the boss beliefs or his ideology or his outlook, etc.
Eric, it's an excellent point. Thank you for making it. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
He's standing up for you.
Thanks. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Lynn Ferguson Live, Sunday nights at 6, exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC.
Just because you don't see carpenter ants doesn't mean they're not trying to turn your house into a sack of sawdust. Remember, if it bugs you, bug the Orkin Man at 1-800-ORKIN-MAN.
She's your midday rush alternative. Enid Goldstein on AM 1150 KNRC. Enid Goldstein, KNRC.
We have to talk.
This is your 30-second Vanguard insight on what makes one IRA different from another. With retirement lasting 20 to 30 years, the IRA with lower fees and expenses may leave you with more to retire on. It's one simple way to help make sure your IRA nest egg gives you the comfort of a nest without the worry of the egg. Call 1-888-VANGUARD or visit us at Vanguard.com.
Call for prospectus for more information and read it carefully before you invest. Vanguard Marketing Corporation Distributor.
I think today, in particular, women have a tremendous amount that they're carrying around, men and women.
Wendy Light for the Doctor's Night Guard Dental Protector.
I own a flower shop. I have a lot on my plate. I grind my teeth very, very, very badly. I clench, I grind. The Doctor's Night Guard took care of that. You know, we have the weight of the world on our shoulders. We don't need the weight of the world in our mouths.
Relieve the nightly grind with the Doctor's Night Guard in the oral care section.
The KNRC Community Commitment.
Have you been thinking about donating your car, boat, truck, or RV? Jewish Family Service makes helping the less fortunate while saving on your taxes as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, call Jewish Family Service at 303-597-5000. 2, arrange a pickup time. 3, get a receipt for your tax donation. It's that easy. Call JFS at 303-597-5000 or visit their website at jewishfamilyservice.org and point your car in a direction that will help children and families in need.
Hi, Jim Conder here, host of KNRC's Culture Buzz. Join me Thursday evening at 6 as I go deeper into movies with local film critics Tom DeLappa and Walter Chow. We'll have a fast, freewheeling discussion about the latest movies opening in the Denver area. You'll hear short reviews of the week's premieres, hear which films you should avoid and which films you don't want to miss. Plus, we'll fill you in about the latest film in Madstone Theater's new Premiere Pick series and tell you how you can win passes to see it. Visit knrcradio.com for more information.
AM 1150, KNRC's news department recently won the prestigious Edward R. Murrow Regional Awards from the Colorado Broadcasters Association. KNRC was singled out for Best News Documentary for our report on crowded jails and Best Writing for a Newscast. Also, KNRC's award-winning news department was applauded for Best Single Event News Coverage for the story regarding Officer Turney and Best Single Event News Coverage for the Baghdad City Council reaction to Saddam's capture. News you can use. Stay with Denver's AM 1150 KNRC.
Yo, my name's Rick and I'm a grocery bagging technician. Jimmy Lakey and I, we used to roll together in my 71 Camaro. Then he got all into being a radio celebrity and didn't have the time for regular folks.
You remember when I shaved off your eyebrows, Lakey?
I wasn't sorry.
Jimmy Lakey, weekday mornings at 6 on AM 1150 KNRC. The Enid Goldstein Show continues on AM 1150 KNRC.
1257 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. Kevin, calling live from Denver. Hi.
Enid, hey.
Hey.
I'm certainly more charming and better looking on the radio than I am in person.
That can be said for many of us.
We're talking about Air America, and I think that's a wonderful thing. And the concept of whether or not they're actually going to be a successful business or be profitable, I think, is really largely irrelevant. I think the primary motivation is to promote a political agenda, and I applaud that. I salute that. And I,
well, I don't think that profitability is as irrelevant as you think it is, because nobody's going to keep thinking that. Doing talk radio is very expensive to do as a format. Music is a lot cheaper to do.
I understand that, but I don't think that Al Franken and some of these people are in it to make money. And I sometimes wonder, like you're talking about...
I won't
consider that, but you say that you're not a right-wing robot, and I'll grant you that you are not, but I sometimes question if you are not but a token liberal, and I'll tell you what I mean by that. I see a lot of times on your show lately you've taken this position, which I believe comes down from management, where you have to tell your callers if they criticize any of the other hosts to make sure they listen to their show and criticize them directly.
No, that's what I, no. It's not coming down, from management. It's just what, I do.
Well,
yeah, I haven't heard typically what the listener is criticizing the host for, so I can't really address it. And I always say, take it up. Don't rat him out on my show.
Have the balls to
call him up on his own show and let him have it.
Let me tell you why I say this. Now, you know, Rush Limbaugh, Bill O'Reilly, Doug Kellett, Jimmy Lackey, I believe they all wish to be entertainers to some degree, but I also believe more consuming to them is their need to promote their political agenda. And I think that you need to focus on your need to promote what I will generously say is our political agenda. I mean, Enid, let's not wait till the bells are ringing to figure out which side we're on. You know what I mean?
Kevin, have you been listening to this show? You don't know what side
I'm
on. What side I'm on, then darling, I don't know if you have the brain power to generate a bicycle.
Seeing it, I know which side you're on.
All right, and I think all right, I like that part. I thank you for the call. Oh my goodness. Could I make it any clearer, do you think? Give me some lessons, and how can I possibly make this clearer? 303, give me that 2x4. I beat him over the head with it. Two more hours of Enid right here on
KNRC 1150. Hear both sides talk. AM 1150, KNRC, Englewood, Denver. Enid Goldstein continues straight ahead. It's 1 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lester Holt. A mob in the Iraqi city of Fallujah desecrated the bodies of four U.S. citizens who had been working as contractors. They were hit by grenades and gunfire as their convoy drove through the area. Brigadier General Mark Kimmett says these killings won't force American troops out.
Most of the people in Fallujah want to move on with their lives, want to move forward, want to be part of a new Iraq. There's a small core element that doesn't seem to get it. They're desperate to try to hold out. Desperate to try to turn back the hands of time, and that just isn't going to happen.
Five U.S. soldiers were killed by a roadside bomb as well. The pain at the gas pump could get worse soon. OPEC has announced plans to cut production, and that's expected to boost prices. The White House says President Bush is disappointed. John Kerry says he'll be back at the campaign trail faster than you can blink. He's expected to be sidelined for a few days while he recovers from surgery on his shoulder. I'm Lester Holt, NBC News Radio.
The following is a real conversation between an OnStar advisor and a subscriber. It took place November 5th, 2003.
OnStar Center, this is Jerome. Let me help you.
I don't have my account number or anything, and my doors are locked.
Oh, no. Well, I think I can help you. Give me your home phone number.
617.
OnStar can send a signal to unlock your doors in most cases.
I'm actually in New Hampshire. You still going to be able to unlock my doors for me?
I think I can unlock your doors even if you're in New Hampshire.
That would be a wonderful thing.
The time frame for the unlocks is about 10 minutes, but I'll tell you, it's going to be a lot less. And I am going to call you back personally just to confirm it's unlocked.
Jerome, you're awesome.
Many Chevrolet cars and trucks are among the 51 GM models available with OnStar. To learn more, visit your Chevy dealer or Chevy.com.
Hey, Jerome.
The tower should be unlocked. Just pull it open so I can confirm it real quick.
Oh, I have to go outside. I didn't want to stand out in the rain. I am golden.
My fans. You got to love it.
Thank you, Jerome.
OnStar. Always there. Always ready.
Good afternoon, mostly sunny, 75 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin, KNRC News. Let's check traffic now with Darren Copeland in the KNRC Traffic Center.
This traffic report is brought to you by Zantrex 3 and got an accident. Sounds like Sheridan right past 88. The car rolled off Sheridan into a parking lot. Watch for delays through there. Eastbound I-70 before Federal. Got a crash working. Also trying to clean up one northbound I-25 at 8. What's the number one diet pill in America? Zantrex 3 Rapid Weight Loss, Incredible Energy, and One Amazing Super Pill. Zantrex 3 in stores nationwide or log on to Zantrex3.com. I'm Darren Copeland with your traffic on AM 1150 KNRC.
In local news, the Picnic Rock Fire near Fort Collins is now up to 750 acres. This from Eloise Campanella of the Larimer County Sheriff's Office. The six jurisdictions battling the blaze aren't getting any help from Mother Nature, though. Winds are gusting up to 33 miles an hour. Temperatures expected to reach the upper 70s today, which, says Campanella, leaves firefighters overwhelmed.
You would think this would be July or August, but here we are in March. The resources are not in place yet.
The fire, which began by burning grass and brush, now involves some timber and is totally uncontained. Campanella says 8 homes have been evacuated. Another dozen are on alert. This report brought to you by Albertsons. A fast-moving fire at a Lakewood apartment complex has displaced up to 18 families. Cindy Matthews of West Metro Fire says investigators have a pretty good idea how the fire started this morning.
Fire investigators believe the fire was likely started by a cigarette and some smoking materials. However, we're not ready to call that at 100% at this time. We're inside the unit now, digging around and ruling out any possible other causes of the fire.
The fire at 315 Zang began a little after 5 this morning. Colorado's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate fell 0.2% in February to 5.4%. Jeff Wells, executive director of the Colorado Department of Labor and Employment, says this decline in the unemployment rate is another incremental drop from the revised high point of 6.2% last July. During the month of February, 4 of the 11 major industry sectors showed job growth. 5 posted declines, 2 had little or no change. The largest increase was in the government sector. Nationally, the unemployment rate in February was unchanged at 5.6%. In sports, the Colorado Avalanche head to Minnesota tonight to play the Wild. When they last played in February, the Avs beat the Wild 3-1. Avs are down to their last 3 games of the regular season. Spring training continuing for the Colorado Rockies today with a game against the Anaheim Angels. That game just getting underway. The Rocks were able to beat the D-backs yesterday 7-1. Denver Nuggets are off until Friday when the Houston Rockets come to town. Nuggets beat the Seattle Supersonics 124-119 last night, with Carmelo Anthony contributing a career-high 41 points. The Nuggets are still in a race with the Utah Jazz for a playoff spot in the Western Conference. Shop Albertson's 10 for $10 sale this week. You'll find over 400 items on sale throughout the store, like fresh strawberries, banquet frozen entrees, and more. Albertson's, helping make your life easier. Your exclusive Weather Channel forecast is up next. KNRC News Time is 105.
As America continues its war on terrorism, AM 1150 KNRC is here with you.
The only way to defeat terrorism is a threat to our way of life is to stop it, eliminate it, and destroy it where it grows.
We'll update you when the government issues an alert, and this is the best place to talk about it.
Talk about it.
Hear both sides. AM 1150, KNRC.
Are you looking for an opportunity to meet 20 or 30 other singles this month guaranteed without doing the bar scene or getting into pressured dating situations? I can tell you the Cottonwood Connection is helping singles from Denver to Boulder do just that, and they make it easy to do. Picture yourself with that new special someone heading to the mountains or a beach at Cabo, sharing your personal hopes and dreams. Oh, those romantic dinners where you meet in the middle of that strand of pasta. Does it get any better than that? Check out Cottonwood Connection and call them at 303-424-2300 or check out their website at cottonwoodconnection.com. Most online dating services provide a searchable database, and that's about it. At Cottonwood Connection, they provide you with personal coaching, dating advice, professional videos, background checks, and lots of fun and exciting activities geared to help you meet other singles. They're a singles company that is more personal than internet dating and less expensive than dating services. Act now to take advantage of this year's incredible annual spring membership drive special. You can sign up now and receive 50% off your membership. That's right, half off. That's CottonwoodConnection.com or 303-424-2300.
I'm Mike Stenefford with the KNRC forecast and the Weather Channel. Sunny skies and warm this afternoon. We'll get up to a high near 80. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, a low near 40. Another nice day on Thursday, partly sunny skies. It is going to turn windy, though, as a cold front comes our way. Highs upper 70s. Then on Friday, windy and much colder with a mix of rain and snow. Friday's highs only in the middle 40s. For the Weather Channel, I'm Mike Stenefort on AM 1150 KNRC.
Mostly sunny, 75 degrees now. KNRC News Time is 107. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 135 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
From AM 1150 KNRC, Denver's choice for talk. Now, one of the Mile High City's most compelling talk hosts, Enid Goldstein. The producer is Joe Anderson. Board operations, Jordan Lyles. Now, here's Enid.
107, 7 minutes after 1 o'clock. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. We've been talking about talk radio. Dick Kreck listened to the Walmart across the way, both Boyles and Rosen, and he thinks that they don't devote much time to listening to the other side, that mostly they devote the time to listening to themselves. But, you know, sometimes that's a function of not getting calls, although you would think that titans of talk and gurus of gab, like Boyles and Rosen, would have loaded lines and no shortage of people who want to talk to them. That's what one would assume. We're also talking about that because today is the day that Air America launches. But there is a great deal more to talk about, and Adam was calling about the Tommy Franks lecture. So, Adam, if you have a chance, call back, because I only listened to part of it, but apparently somebody asked a question about WMDs. And I want to get into all this stuff about what's going on with the administration, Condoleezza Rice, the fallout. And I have to tell you, did you watch Nightline last night? I was so despondent after I watched Nightline. Bagala was really, really good, talking about how Bush really has to look strong on terror in order to win the election. But the bottom line is this, and this is just right now, so it's just a snapshot in time. These polls, depending on how you ask the questions, can come out in a lot of different ways. But I just have to say that Bush should be taking a much bigger hit in the polls than he is for all the stuff that's being revealed. Now, more people are going to come out of the woodwork and say more things as we get closer to the election. We know that Joseph Wilson is planning to write a book. It's in the works right now, and he is the diplomat who was dispatched by this administration to go to Africa to find out about the enriched uranium that Iraq was supposed to have bought. And he came back and he says these are crude forgeries. They never tried to buy enriched uranium. But the administration didn't want to hear that because it didn't go with what they were interested in, which was finding justification to go to war with Iraq. So they used the information anyway, knowing that it was a lie. They knew that this information was not true. And now they're trying to palm it off onto our intelligence services. So in order to keep his job, George Tenet got to walk that line between getting himself offloaded and saying, well, you know, maybe I didn't do it right. You know, so who can we believe here? 303-382-1150, but I'm depressed because the numbers should not be, Bush should have taken a hit in the numbers. That's what I think, in the polling. But then it depends on how the questions are asked. 303-382-1150. Dan, calling from Littleton. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hey, Enid, I'm kind of seconding what your last caller said about talk radio and, well, your station. I really have a hard time with your station because the other talk show hosts, they outright lie. And it's not opinion, it's lies. And there's a difference. Don't you agree?
Yes.
Well, I mean, what is your state? Okay, free speech is great, but I'm not allowed to yell fire. I'm not allowed to yell fire. I'm not allowed to yell bad things that are untrue. How come they are?
Who are you talking about specifically?
Well, Doug Kellett and Bill O'Reilly. I almost can't listen to them. I mean, I'll flash for a second, then I'll go right to NPR. And because they're liars.
Well, I would call him up and challenge him. Oh, you can do that here.
Why would you challenge? How are you going to challenge Rush Limbaugh? How are you going to challenge a liar?
Well, you're not going to get in on Rush Limbaugh. First of all, right. By the time they run him here, it's tape delayed. So he's not even live here. It's old news by the time you get him here.
Why do I want to fight with a liar? You know, if I know you're
because
lying.
If you know somebody is lying, then you need to try to hold their feet to the fire and accuse them. Otherwise, if nobody challenges them, they get away with it.
Well, that's what I mean. But Lena, you're probably the only one who can. Now they won't listen to us. They'll cut us off and they'll override.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. You still have to try.
Well, we go to another station. See, if you challenge them, you can hold their feet to the fire. I would love to see you debate them 30 minutes after your show ends, because somebody needs to shut these liars up. And I mean, they're not opinions. They're liars.
Well, I think a lot of what you're hearing in right-wing radio is either some of these right-wing hosts either have IQs hovering at room temperature or they just want to parrot the party line. I don't know, because
well,
a lot of it simply defies. But all I can say to you, Dan, is if you have a problem with any of our hosts, I suggest you call them up and confront them directly.
I can't argue with a liar, and I don't want.
No. You're taking yourself off the hook, and you say I can't argue with a liar.
Well,
that's the person you should be arguing with.
He's not going to let you. He's going to win.
Also, don't try anything. Going to come out right. Don't try anything in life. Don't even get out of bed in the morning. A bus could run over your toes.
But you know why you don't wrestle a pig is you get dirty and he likes it.
Well, I think if you know that somebody, if you believe somebody is actively not telling you the truth, then you have an obligation to call him up.
Well,
he was
Doug Kellett was actually shown to be lying about that case closed. He brought another guy on.
Talk to me about Doug Kellett. Don't talk to me about Jimmy Lakey. Talk to them about, you called Doug. I don't even know the show you're referring to. You call him. You hold his feet to the fire. You do the same with Lakey. You hold his feet to the fire. I can't defend them. I don't know what they said and what they didn't say.
Well, you should
Don't put me in the position of ratting them out to me.
Well, I can't. Nobody else will listen now. Kid.
You got to confront them directly. You're able to do it on this radio station. They will entertain your phone call and be happy to have it because you're on the other side and it makes for a more lively debate.
But sweetheart, I'm talking to an adult. I'm talking to an intelligent person. I'm not talking to a charlatan. I don't want to talk to a charlatan.
Well, Dan, then you have missed a glorious moment, which there are not many of.
I've got a good one with you, kid.
I thank you for the compliments and I thank you for calling. But I have to say to Dan is missing a glorious moment because this is one of the few places where you can be heard and both sides can talk and they can duke it out together. That's what I want to say. There are not many places where they're going to let you have an airing if you're on the other side of the issue. It's yes or yes or yes or yes or. And here we do encourage a debate. 303-382-1150, 303-382-1150. Ralph Nader and John Kerry are meeting to plot against Bush. What could this mean exactly? What happens? There's so many disgruntled Republicans that my fear is they're going to go for Nader. And Nader, when they're doing a lot of preliminary polling right now, what they're finding out is that Kerry can beat Bush if the election were held right now and if Nader was not in the equation. But with Nader being in the equation at a roughly 5% that he siphons off, give or take, then suddenly the election goes to Bush. So if you vote for Nader, you are effectively voting for Bush. There are a lot of disgruntled Republicans who don't know where to go, who maybe can't quite bring themselves to go for Kerry, but know that they won't go for Bush. And so they'll wind up with Nader. And my question is, and I am no constitutional expert, but I know that there are some of you out there who are constitutional experts. And if Nader got a percentage of the vote, would he be allowed to take his delegates and swing them over to Kerry? Would that be allowed? I'm thinking that it might not be allowed, but I just thought, why are they putting their heads together? Ralph Nader said he will meet with John Kerry to discuss the effort to defeat President Bush. Now, is Nader saying that because so many people were angry with him at the razor-sharp election in 2000 for swinging it into the pocket of Dickey, that donations to his public service causes have evaporated? People are giving far less. The donations are down big time. So I don't know what can happen, but if any of you have any idea of what could happen, I'd like to know. 303-382-1150. And I am really upset because here is the Dick Clark book, and the poll numbers don't really reflect the hit that we thought Bush was taking. Rice is going to testify publicly on the attacks. We know about that. We know also that the Treasury is analyzing. Now, here are people on the public dime, and the administration has gotten the Treasury, and this is very controversial, has gotten the Treasury to analyze John Kerry's tax plan. I don't think that that's fair. Also, the CIA is facing a budget squeeze. The CIA is facing a budget crunch in Iraq as a result of contradictory provisions in two related bills. So all this tax money that you thought you were going to save, you have to pay more locally. It's going to come out of your pocket in that way. And it comes out of the common pot when we're trying to fight a war on terrorism. There is a budget freeze. There's a hiring freeze going on in the Department of Homeland Security. Remember, the president did not want that. It was Joe Lieberman. And so it was going to be called the Joe Lieberman whatever Department of Homeland Security. And then the president turned on a dime and decided to support it. I think it's a big mess. The Department of Homeland Security is just a huge bureaucracy, and it doesn't seem to have enough money to fund it. Right now, a hiring freeze as we are pitched in a pitched battle to fight terrorism. So you have that going on, and you also have the fact that the numbers, and this is depressing to me, the numbers don't look like they've changed substantially against Bush, although he is at the lowest numbers of his presidency. They are trending down, but still in all, this Dick Clark book has not yet registered, and I'm thinking, what does it take for the American public to wake up? Maybe it's hopeless. Maybe we really don't have a chance, and I waver between, you know, I'm always having this internal conversation between optimism and cynicism. And pessimism, and they're slugging it out inside. Sometimes I think, yes, yes, it's going to happen, and then I think, oh, I must be dreaming. Mike, calling from Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Yes, you asked about Ralph Nader and how he could help John Kerry.
Yes, how could he help John Kerry?
Well,
besides dropping out.
Without political reform, electoral reform, there's no way he can.
Could he throw any electoral votes he gets or any popular votes he gets? Can he throw them to Kerry?
No, he can't. If the electoral votes are, if nobody gets the prerequisite number, it goes into Congress. House of Representatives decides who wins.
Okay.
That's how we got John Quincy Adams, and that's what would have happened if the Supreme Court hadn't hijacked the Florida case.
Okay.
Or it would have happened if neither.
So then why would Nader want to get together with Kerry and vice versa? What can they do together?
Well, the only thing they could do is they could agree that Nader wouldn't participate in certain states. For example, you know, in swing states where the vote's really close, let's say Florida. If Nader were to pull his troops out of Florida and say vote for Kerry, that might, you know, at least limit the damage.
Oh, okay.
But the thing that Nader knows and other people don't know is that, you know, there are ways of reforming the electoral system so that third parties can participate without being spoilers. One is the instant runoff vote. Have you ever heard of that?
No, I have not.
Yeah, well, that's where you vote for your first choice on the first round, and then if he doesn't make it, then, or she, whoever, the computer retabulates it, and they kick out Nader. Your vote would go to Gore, something like that. They do that in San Francisco, which I thought you were from San Francisco.
Yeah, but I don't recall. Well, I lived in Marin County.
Oh, okay.
So well, we might have done it differently in Marin, but which is just right outside, you know, Sausalito, Mill Valley.
I mean, I have a lot of respect for Nader, but the problem is that he's being disingenuous because you've got to have political reform.
Don't they do this in New Zealand?
New Zealand has proportional representation.
Okay.
Ireland has an instant runoff vote.
Okay.
So proportional representation would be another great reform, but that's pretty far-fetched.
The other part of this is that Nader may not get on the ballots in a lot of states. He's not right now affiliated with any party, and he's got to have to really get it together to get on the ballots of a lot of states, so he may not make it in certain
places.
That's
right. I don't think he's going to be as much of a factor as he was in the last election. The problem that's scary, and it's the same thing you're noting with Bush and his lack of unfavorability, is the polls show Nader riding pretty high. And so we don't know what's going to happen.
I'm surprised about that. I would have thought that they would be flatter right now than they are.
American voters need to get it that you know, don't just cast a vote. It has an impact. You got to figure out how to strategically cast your vote.
All right, I want us to put our thinking caps on because people who listen to talk radio are typically, here's what we know about them. We know that they're higher demographic, that they are more educated generally, not always, but if they're not more educated in a formal sense, they certainly are people who educate themselves. They read. They are interested in the issues. They are interested in what's going on culturally, politically, and in every way. But and so I think what happens is we get into this bubble and we forget there's a whole universe out there that really doesn't give a damn.
True.
And I don't know how to reach those people.
Yeah,
and I don't know to what extent. I mean, there are people who already know that no matter what. How bad Bush is, they're going to go for Bush, they're in love with Bush, and nobody and nothing, really, short of something cataclysmic, will change their minds. And there are people on the other side who are going to go for Kerry. It doesn't matter what he stands for or doesn't stand for. They just can't stand Bush, or they're pro-Kerry, or they're pro-Democratic, whatever. They're going to go. And you have some percentage in the middle that are could go either way.
But they never get a chance to express their views because the political system doesn't allow for center left coalitions, okay?
Yeah, but they can express their views in other media. They can express their views in talk radio, for example.
Well, that's true. The problem is we got two choices, you know, Kerry or Bush. A lot of centrists don't like the Democrats for historical reasons, and they won't vote for them. And so you've got to come up with solutions where you can have independent candidates, third parties, where, I mean, you know, Colorado, you're new to Colorado, but I think there was a poll that said there are more independents than any of the major parties. Colorado,
according to the last poll I saw, it's neck and neck between Bush and Kerry here. So suddenly Colorado is in play. Suddenly Colorado is a swing state.
But there are more registered independents, I think, there are than Democrats or Republicans. But there are no independents in the state legislature. See, the system doesn't allow for the kind of diverse views that people have. And, you know, people tend to think that, since there are no third parties, that it is.
So what's the answer?
Like I say, electoral reform.
Okay. I thank you for the information, Mike. Thanks very much for the call. 303-332-1150. Adam calling from Centennial. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid.
I'm glad you called back. What's the story with the Franks lecture last night? I went and I only sat through a few minutes of it and then I hastily departed.
Well, what an opportunity to hear a retired general speak, first of all. And I won the tickets from KNRC, so thank you.
You're very welcome.
Doug Kellett's show, but
well,
anyway.
So much for loyalty.
Right. But I wanted to let you know that a gentleman at the question and answer period had asked a question. You know, when you went in there looking for these WMDs and expecting them to even maybe be used against our troops when they first went in, and his answer, you know, to summarize it, was that he was surprised. And I think that a lot of people are surprised, including David Kay and others, who, but does that really answer the question? I think I would challenge people to call in and say, like these people who support Bush, you know, notwithstanding lies and everything else that he's done, but even General Franks indicated that he was surprised, and I was surprised that that's what he said.
Why were you surprised?
Well, because, I mean, you would think that he would have had a more, well, I guess, but for political reasons, he can't really say very much. But, you know, aren't we all surprised that we didn't find him?
Weapons of mass destruction?
Yeah.
I'm not surprised. I was never surprised. Even before the war started, I'm not surprised. I thought a lot of it was hype and BS. And I thought that Saddam was not at that moment a threat to us. And I couldn't believe with the years of sanctions that he could have gotten, you know, I was willing to suspend my disbelief a little bit and say, well, maybe he's got something somewhere. I mean, they all seem to think so. But I knew that this was not sufficient to go to war. So I wasn't as surprised as Tommy Franks. He should be listening to my show more often.
Yeah, he probably should.
He'd be learning a lot, and he maybe could have been a 5-star general instead of merely a 4-star general. I thank you for the report. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Rush, rush.
Anyone else has to go, do it now. I ain't stopping again.
Middays, the Rush Alternative. Enid Goldstein, noon till 3 on AM 1150 KNRC.
Brenda Francis here to remind you that Golden Triangle Wine and Spirits focuses on bringing you undervalued, unusual, and even collectible bottles of wine. I taste many bottles of wine each week, sometimes with the winemakers themselves. They tell their stories, express their passion, and describe what makes their wine so special. I am as close to the source as you can get without leaving Denver. It is my goal to bring you the finest at the best prices, and I do this by tasting current vintages. Sounds like a tough job, doesn't it? Every Thursday, I send out an email newsletter with details about feature and sale wines. Every Friday, I write about wine in the Denver Daily News. My passion is to share my experiences with you. Whether you're looking for a bottle for tonight's dinner, or you're looking to expand your collection of 2,000 Bordeaux, we strive to bring you the best for the least. Golden Triangle Wine and Spirits, southwest corner of 12th and Broadway, in the old Metropolitan Antiques building. Sign up for our email newsletter at GoldenTriangleWines.com. Give us a call at 303-893-8437.
Hey, Mary, what you doing?
I'm declaring my independence. I'm switching my internet access to ProLink.
I didn't know you played golf. Where do you play?
Golf? Are you kidding? I couldn't tell a golf ball from a disco ball.
Well, didn't you say ProLinks?
Yeah, but ProLinks isn't about golf. It's about DSL, dial-up, and all that, you know, internet access.
I've never heard of ProLinks.
They're an ISP. They offer the same high-quality internet access as the big guys, but without the poor service and annoying advertisements.
Is their connection fast?
Sure. Their DSL taps directly into large networks, just like the big guys, and they're giving me 2 free months of internet access.
Well, that settles it. I'm switching to ProLinks. How do I get connected?
Call them at 303-972-3218, and they'll get you squared away. That number again is 303-972-3218. Mention this ad and get your first 2 months of high-speed internet access for free. That number again is 303-972-3218. You'll be glad you did.
DSL cross-connector installation fees are not included. Not available in all areas.
AM 1150 KNRC invites you to expand your world by attending the 2004 KeyBank Denver Distinguished Lecture Series. Tickets are still available for our next featured speaker, Steve Forbes. Steve Forbes will be speaking on Monday, May 17th at Betcher Concert Hall at the Denver Center for the Performing Arts. For information, visit knrcradio.com. The KeyBank Distinguished Lecture Series is a program of junior achievement and is sponsored in part by AM 1150 KNRC.
Are you tired of radio stations that don't listen to what you have to say? At KNRC, we want to hear from you. And to help you shape the station, we have created the KNRC Top 100. We want you to tell us who you would like to hear on KNRC. Jump on KNRCRadio.com and submit your suggestion for the Top 100 guests you want to hear on KNRC. And make sure you tell us why they would make a great guest, because we'll be choosing the listeners with the best reasons and giving them some great prizes, like the chance to co-host an hour on KNRC. So go to KNRCRadio.com and vote for the KNRC Top 100.
Save big with Albertsons Monday Night Football Special from 4 to 7 p.m. only. Get 50 pieces of mixed golden fried chicken for just $19.99. Offer good Monday, December 30th. Albertsons, it's your store.
I'm Bill Griffith, CNBC Business Radio. Stocks are going out very quietly on this last day of the first quarter. With about 40 minutes of trading left, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down just 1 point at 10,380. The NASDAQ is down 2 points at 1998. Who did well and who didn't this first quarter? Well, home builders did well. Restaurants, financial services, consumer staples, and the energy sector also did well. The first 3 months of this year, not so hot for technology and industrial stocks, basic materials, drugs, and airlines. Attention defense contractors, the Pentagon plans to sell Taiwan long-range early warning radar. Could be worth more than $1.75 billion. To someone's bottom line. And the bottom line on gasoline prices is that they're down today, but stay tuned. OPEC voted to cut production beginning tomorrow by as much as 1 million barrels a day as scheduled. The Dow up 1 point right now at 10,383. I'm Bill Griffith, CNBC Business Radio.
Now you can dial a diamond and save half by calling Empire Diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. If you're in the market for a solitaire, engagement ring, anniversary, or investment diamond, then shop around, get the best price, and then dial a diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. Empire will advise you on size, shapes, and values. They'll sell you diamonds directly from the source without a middleman's markup. These diamonds are guaranteed to be priced at half the retail price. A diamond certification by the Gemological Institute of America will be faxed or mailed to you. For qualified buyers, your diamond will be sent to your home or office for a free 10-day no-obligation inspection. Upon your satisfaction, you then pay for your purchase and get a 60-day money-back guarantee. Empire Diamond, located in the Empire State Building for over half a century, guarantees the lowest priced diamonds, 10-day free inspection, and money-back guarantee. Save over half on your diamonds. Call 1-800-SAVE-HALF. That's 1-800-SAVE-HALF. Visit us at dialadiamond.com.
My name is Lucy. I work for the CIA. We've decided to put Enid Goldstein into the Witness Protection Program.
I can't tell you where,
but it's somewhere in Canada, out of the reach of President Bush.
Enid Goldstein, weekday afternoons from noon till 3 on AM 1150 KNRC. To the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
1:30 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I feel like I'm in the witness protection program already. I'm actually Bruce Valanche. When he comes in, he weighs about 1,000 pounds, and he's Edna. He plays the role of Tracy Turnblad's mother in Hairspray. He's coming in on Friday, and I think it should be fun. Well, we hope it's fun. He would make a very good talk host. He is very funny. On his feet, clever, witty, and just the kind of thing that we need. We are talking about Kerry. We're talking about Bush. We're talking about why are Kerry and Nader meeting together. Nader could be a spoiler in this election, though I hope he's not. And I get this email from Jason. Oh, and I'm depressed about the fact that the Richard Clark book has not given Bush a hit in the polls. His numbers are low. They are trending down. But it hasn't been that one-two punch that you might have expected. And Jason emails me. I hear a lot of negative about Bush from you and other listeners, but never hear what Kerry will do differently and how that contrasts with what Bush currently does. I need reasons to switch because I don't like so-and-so. I need a reason to switch my vote. What would you say to Jason? 303-382-1150. Anybody's better than Bush is one thing I would say to Jason. But and a couple thoughts come to mind, and let's see. Eric just emails me. Eric says, it's not about this. Okay, 303-382-1150. Let's head over to Robert in Pueblo. Hi, Robert. You're live with Enid.
Hi, that's actually Robert from the People's Republic of Pueblo. But anyway.
Well, all the more welcome, Robert.
Okay, good. I wanted to comment why I think that Clark's effect has not been as strong as we thought so far. And it's I'm wondering what percent of the population has really heard his ideas or his statements completely.
Well, it's been all over the news.
It's been all over the soundbite news. The first interview at 60 Minutes got you going into his ideas, but that wasn't much. But Tuesday or Wednesday, whichever day he gave his full talk, if you listen to that, I got very persuaded. But how many people in America were able to listen to his full speech in front of the committee.
Okay.
And then,
I think even the sound bites were enough, frankly.
Oh, but not. Then they have their sound bites against them. They have all the Bush.
All right. So your feeling is the reason you feel that people that the polls still regard Bush more favorably than you would imagine on terrorism, in spite of Richard Clark, is that most people didn't avail themselves of watching TV and seeing the complete testimony. Is that the story?
Yes, they haven't heard enough of them.
The book is flying off the shelves, although maybe...
Well, yeah, but who's buying those books? I'm afraid, I doubt how many conservative people are buying his book. And
I'm surprised that the White House is even remotely surprised by this, because in order for that book to be published, they had to vet it, and they had it for 3 to 6 months. So why they weren't more ready for the firestorm that emerged is a mystery to me. Okay, what else? Anything else?
Okay, and then Meet the Press. I taped that from Sunday, and I've listened to it at least 3 times now. I think the guy's incredibly, incredibly credible, and it's going to be some time. Now, I suspect that Rice will come out and she'll make all these claims. Oh, we thought the terrorists were a high priority, but the proof will be in the pudding. Will she be able to point to how many meetings dealt with Al Qaeda and?
Well, I hope that they've got their list of questions and they put her feet to the fire. Although they're calling it rice cooker now. I thank you, Robert, for the call 303-382-1150, because they're not going to have a chance to re-question her. This is a one-time deal, and that's that. Diane, calling from Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hello.
Hi, Diane. Welcome.
Oh, hi. With respect to this Richard Clark not lowering Bush's numbers, I think you touched on it earlier. I don't think many people realize that the White House had this book from November on to review,
right,
and that they're mostly responsible
for security considerations.
Yeah, anybody who has access to secret documents and writes a book when they leave the administration has to submit it to the administration for review.
Right.
Now, if it was more widely known that the administration had this book since November, that the release was timed by them.
That's right. Everybody's saying, Everyone's saying, oh, it's coming out now by the election. But Clark has said it would have come out earlier if they hadn't sat on it for so long.
Correct. And if you recognize the fact that they've had it for that many months, and this is the only criticism they can come up with, you wouldn't be able to rationalize it as opportunist on Richard Clark's part.
Well, the only tactic that they're employing really is to try to discredit him. They aren't answering the substance of his allegations directly. They're just trying to discredit him. They're saying weird things go on in his private life, that he flip-flopped, that he was this, he was a nobody, he was out of the loop, and other people are saying he was the loop.
And if all of that, is all they can come up with after having had that book in their control for how many months?
At least three, possibly six.
That has to tell you a lot. I mean,
Diane, that's an excellent point, and I thank you for making it. 303-382-1150. Andrea on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Andrea.
I just wanted to give you some reasons to vote for Kerry instead of Bush.
Okay.
Number one is that, you know, he seems to be a little, you know, pro-environment in a recent speech that he made. He's wanting to talk about renewable and sustainable energy again, which is a really good thing. And the other reason is, you know, his wife. she's, you know, speaks many languages. I mean, they seem to be a very international couple, and I just think that would be really good with, I mean, we have a... this is more of an international community, and I don't think we should be isolationist anymore, you know.
But are those strong enough reasons for getting somebody to vote? Kerry, what about his position on taxes? What about his position on the war? What about his position on terrorism?
Well, you know, I mean, I watched the whole C-SPAN debates on all that stuff, and, you know, the GOP is very good at throwing in little extras that make you have to vote for the bills that they want or whatever. And at first I was voting for Wes Clark. He's definitely going to have more experience than George Bush, just because, you know, I mean, he's...
Bush was a complete zero when he took over the presidency. We are talking about such a downward deviation here for the president that after he has been president, I know that I could be president. And it was an office that I thought was way beyond my skill level. But
right.
After watching Dickey in there, I think that anybody can be president. I thank
Absolutely.
You. I thank you, Andrea, for the call. 303-382-1150. I'm Ina Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC. 1:37, time to check into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Enid. Good afternoon. Mostly sunny, 75 degrees. Let's check traffic now with Darren Copeland in the KNRC Traffic Center.
This traffic report is brought to you by Subway. And doing pretty well as far as accidents are concerned. Eastbound I-70 at Federal, we got an accident to watch for that. An injury accident up north, Highway 7 at Riverdale. And we do have some road construction. Eastbound C-470 between Morrison and Quincy. They're doing some work on the highways down there. Subway introduces four new fresh salads like the grilled chicken and baby spinach. All are made fresh before your eyes with your choice of regular or carb-controlled dressings. Subway, eat fresh. I'm Darren Copeland with your traffic on AM 1150 KNRC.
The Picnic Rock Fire in Poudre Canyon is now up to 750 acres and is totally uncontained at this point. The fire is moving northwesterly towards Seaman Reservoir and Gateway Park. Eight homes have been evacuated. Another dozen are on alert. This report brought to you by the Post News Marketplace. A cigarette is being blamed for starting a fire at a Lakewood apartment complex early this morning. There were no injuries in the blaze, but up to 18 families have been displaced from their homes. The fire at 315 Zang began about 5 this morning. Colorado's unemployment rate inched downward in February. The seasonally adjusted rate dropped 0.2% to 5.4%. The national unemployment rate in February was 5.6%. Creating a website for your small business is just a click away with Post News Network at PNN.com. Web tools so easy, you can even do it without the help of your kids. Visit PNN.com to get started today. Your exclusive Weather Channel forecast is up next. KNRC News Time is 1:39.
AM 1150 KNRC's Mark Roberts was singled out at the Colorado Broadcasters Association for several awards, including his documentary on crowded jails. Listen for Mark's reports mornings during the Jimmy Lakey Show, exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC.
Money. It burns a hole in your pocket, makes the world go round, and it's the root of all evil. Money matters. But just how much? That's the question a man named William Shakespeare asked himself before writing The Merchant of Venice. Shakespeare's Merchant masterfully examines just what money can do to friends, lovers, and enemies. It's quite a play, still funny and thought-provoking 300 years later. Luckily, The Merchant of Venice plays at the one place in town that will do it justice. The Denver Center Theater Company, with rich costumes, superb acting, and really comfy seats. You get your money's worth. Just be forewarned, tickets are a commodity. Buy your seat today or it's likely to be gone faster than you can say, ka-ching. The Merchant of Venice, only at the Denver Center Theater Company, March 25th through April 24th. Call 303-893-4100 or visit denvercenter.org.
I'm Mike Stenefford with the KNRC forecast and the Weather Channel. Sunny skies and warm this afternoon. We'll get up to a high near 80. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, a low near 40. Another nice day on Thursday. Partly sunny skies. It is going to turn windy, though, as a cold front comes away. Highs upper 70s. Then on Friday, windy and much colder with a mix of rain and snow. Friday's highs only in the middle 40s. For the Weather Channel, I'm Mike Stenefford on AM 1150 KNRC.
75 degrees under mostly sunny skies. KNRC news time is 1:41. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 2 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
What Denver station picked up the prestigious Edward R. Murrow Award for the best single event news coverage for 2003? It was AM 1150 KNRC. KNRC. For the story surrounding the controversy over a Denver police officer, when you look for clear, concise radio journalism, stay with the professionals at AM 1150 KNRC. The KNRC talk version of American Idol is Saturday and Sunday nights from 8 to 10 p.m.
Music, mix the buzz, Rosie and the rebel. Don't think of yesterday and I don't look at the clock. Like to boogie woogie.
Tragic. No, there is no singing involved, but we will be offering new talk show hosts for your review. Listen in and let us know what you think. More live and local talk than any other Denver talk radio station. AM 1150 KNRC. Listen this Friday for AM 1150 KNRC's Doug Khaled live at the Crocs Mexican Restaurant in Lodo.
This is the only radio station that I have programmed into my radio at home.
Bless you, Robin.
Doug won't be in Siesta. He'll be busy working.
I do hope he hasn't made a nuisance of himself.
But you'll be able to come by, have a great dinner, and meet the AM 1150 KNRC staff. The one Denver talk station that goes out of the studio. AM 1150 KNRC. KNRC. Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
1:43 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock, and there's some good Juicy Owens stuff that I want to share with you, too, as we continue. We're talking about how this Richard Clark one-two punch with his book coming out sort of on the heels of the book that Paul O'Neill helped out with that Ron Suskind wrote. All saying the same things about Bush. You're going to have a book coming out by Joseph Wilson, who is the diplomat whose wife was outed in retribution and retaliation by the White House. Remember, she's an undercover CIA officer. He's coming out with a book that should hit the stands before the election. And you've also got John Dean of Watergate fame, who believes that this, what's going on in the government, in this administration, remember, John Dean's a Republican, or at least he certainly was a Republican. He says this is way worse than Watergate, and I believe it. But Jason, who emails us, wants to know what would be the reasons to vote for John Kerry. Bruce, calling from Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Good afternoon, Enid.
Hi, Bruce.
The main reason for voting for Kerry over Bush is that these guys are operating from an obsolete worldview and philosophy. They targeted Iraq for invasion, and you've talked about this many times, going back to the early 90s. And what they're doing
well,
now,
their ideas were rooted in the Cold War. They really are your father's Oldsmobile. These guys,
exactly.
Time stopped for them in the late 70s and early 80s, and that's the end of it for them. They never even saw Al-Qaeda coming.
Nope, they didn't. And the thing about it is, and that's the point, and what people are missing that I got out of Clark's testimony, the main point is not so much that we missed on Al-Qaeda, but that the focus on Iraq is weakening our fight against international terrorism.
Well, that's exactly right. I've said it over and over and over again, and I get these ditto heads calling me up telling me it's not true. And it's like saying, well, you know what? The earth is round. No, it isn't. It's not true. The earth is flat. Oh, no, it isn't. It's round. No, it's flat. I mean, there's no way you can go with it.
And the Bush propaganda machine, you watch everybody coming out, and all they talk about is 9-11, 9-11, 9-11. The point is not 9-11. Nobody's blaming Bush for 9-11. Even his worst enemies can't make that case. But what he did, Clark had an analogy. He said Bush invading Iraq after 9-11 would be analogous to Roosevelt invading Mexico after Pearl Harbor.
Well, that's it. But I think that a lot of people are saying that the Bush, it was what you would call negligence in the law. There was a negligence that happened pre 9/11 because there is a translator now who's had security clearance. She has passed polygraph exams. She translated a lot of these documents, and she looked at a lot of stuff, and she said there was no question that something was going to happen. So these people knew it, and Bush is on his ranch in Crawford, and he's got blinders on. They're all a bunch of dummies who paint themselves as being very knowledgeable, being very experienced. Aha, now the White House is going to be in the hands of grown-ups as opposed to the Clintonistas who were running around not dressed properly. That's why Linda Tripp got so bent out of shape. They weren't dressed properly. You know, they've eaten pizza at their desk. But they, you know what? What part, which, just to exactly which part of peace and prosperity did you not like with the Clinton administration?
Right. And the thing about this case is now we got to get off the 9-11. I don't really care about his mistakes then. It was a new administration. 8 months into it, yes, he made mistakes. But he's allowing... The point should now be that he's weakening this country in the fight against international
terrorism. He is weakening this country in every conceivable way by these trillion-dollar deficits.
Absolutely.
There's no money for Homeland Security. The hiring is frozen. There's no money for the CIA. Those monies are frozen. There are no jobs. They want to outsource everything.
Yeah. $100 billion a year.
$100 billion a year. You're right.
In Iraq.
So far, and counting.
And counting. And we don't even know how much he's going to he's going to want this year.
Because it's not in the budget.
I'll tell you, he's not going to tell us until after the election.
There you go. And I don't know how people can be asleep. Everybody's got to be an ambassador. What's it going to take, Bruce, to get people to wake up?
It's going to take pressure on, I mean, if you look at all the mainstream media, they're all focusing on 9/11. There has to be a way to get, I mean, Clark is doing a great job. I mean, he could take on all these people single-handedly. You want to declassify my memo? Great. I'm all for it. And then declassify this one and this one and this one and this one as well, and we'll see who's lying.
He's
the first person of any persuasion with the balls to stand up to these
he
guys.
He has. I mean, that guy is, right. He's an absolute pit bull. And you know what might happen here, which we can't really foresee down the line, but because he's been so strong, and if the tide is perceiving to turn, other people will come forward, and the combined weight might be a whole greater than the sum of the parts. Bruce, I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. Kevin calling from Highlands Ranch. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Enid, hi.
Hi.
This is Kevin again. I'm a frequent caller, frequent emailer, and a little side comment on Dick Clark. I think once that story gets out in the new Newsweek and other news publications, he'll gain more respect. But that wasn't the purpose of my call. You talked about
which story in Newsweek?
Isn't there a big coverage just coming out in this week's Newsweek about Dick Clark's testimony and everything? And once that gets out to the masses that don't watch C-SPAN or whatever else, and
they don't read Newsweek either, I don't think.
Okay. Well, anyway, regarding Nader and regarding Kerry, I have two ideas that are closely intertwined. Kerry could pick his cabinet early, find some very competent people from swing states like Ohio, Florida, Michigan, New Mexico, like General Clark for defense, Graham for Tom Ridge's job, Senator Edwards for Secretary of State, maybe even Hillary to take Condoleezza's position. But if he comes up with all these people ahead of time, that makes more targets for Bush, and Bush has to take his $160 million and spread it along 8 or 10 people instead of Clark or Kerry. So I think if he did something
I don't
like,
know. You think that's enough, that if Kerry starts picking his people in advance to say, Edwards is going to be my number two?
From swing states. I didn't say number two. I said for Secretary of State.
I know, Secretary of State and Hillary. Well, Hillary is a lightning rod. I don't know
but,
if that's going to help him.
Whoever he picks, I'm just giving examples.
I think what has to happen, I think it has to be a 1-2 punch. It isn't only what Kerry will do that will be positive and that will resonate with Americans to the extent that we will get them to vote for him. It has also got to be a dissing of the current administration showing how they have been completely, there's no, except for their brilliance in spinning, and even that's starting to crack, they have been incompetent in every single aspect. They have been a failure in every single aspect. And how the American public has become so disengaged and so dumb and disengaged, not to notice this is an amazement to me. I'm depressed by this.
Enid? And lastly, why doesn't he consider Ralph Nader for Secretary of the Interior? That would get his votes plus a lot of green votes.
Ooh, that isn't a bad idea. Ralph Nader for Secretary of the Interior.
Sure.
Not a bad idea. And drop out of the campaign and don't run for president.
Right.
While you're at it. Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate it. Yeah, you too. 303-382-1150. Kerry is pitching a plan to cut climbing fuel costs. And OPEC, our Saudi friends, remember, there's more documented traffic between the Bin Laden family and the Bush family than there is between Iraq and Al-Qaeda. Remember that. Kerry is pitching a plan to cut the climbing fuel costs. Our Saudi friends are not going to make more fuel available. So I see pictures in the paper now where fuel prices have gone over $3 a gallon, except the picture didn't say where. My guess is it's got to be California, because it's always a fortune in California. It's always like a buck more expensive a gallon in California than any place else. And it's edging up. It's about $2 a gallon here, depending on what you buy and where you buy it. In Denver, I've seen it really high. So what will it take for you to modify your driving habits and to think about getting a more fuel-efficient car? Remember after 9/11 when everybody wanted to help out? Everybody wanted to do something. I was going to run away and join the CIA. Never mind that they didn't invite me. No one proposed marriage to the CIA at that very moment. But I was going to do whatever I could do. And what did the administration tell us? Go shopping. They never said, get yourself a more fuel-efficient vehicle. Don't drive these SUVs. Who needs four-wheel drive to go to the grocery store and back, which is what many of these SUVs are used for? And a lot of people are under the mistaken impression that SUVs are safer. They are sort of a fortress on wheels. It's not true. They have a worse safety record than regular vehicles. The point, the center of gravity is different. They're easier to roll over. I mean, there are a lot of reasons why you don't want to do this. Not the least of which is that you get terrible mileage with an SUV. And nobody wants to cut back. Oh, patriotism, we support our troops? Sure. As long as you can wear the bumper sticker, wear the pin, put a sign out. But when it comes to really supporting the troops, how about giving them a break if you own a business, a break on the price? If you own apartment buildings, a break on the rent? No, people don't want to do that. They just want to put up the bumper sticker. It's just easier to do with that. Oh, I'm patriotic, but hey, you know what? I need an SUV. That's what people say. Well, I think it's really selfish to be driving SUVs unless you absolutely need it for the life that you lead. And there are some people who do, but many who do not. So at what point will you change your habits? At what point does the gasoline, at what amount does the gasoline have to go to before you will change your habits? 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live.
This is AM 1150 KNRC.
Do not change the channel.
Not your grandfather's talk radio station. We're yours.
We're yours.
The new generation of Denver talk radio can be found here. AM 1150.
AM 1150.
Lock it in.
For choice and flexibility, get Quest Choice, home, phone, and long distance. More features and 5 cents a minute long distance make Quest the choice for Colorado. 888-273-9221 or quest.com. Restrictions apply.
Ah, nothing beats a warm Colorado evening relaxing on the patio while something delicious sizzles on the barbecue. Is your patio furniture up to the test? Hi, this is Keith Lair with Lair Fireplace and Patio inviting you to visit any of Lair's three beautiful metro area showrooms to see Colorado's best selection of quality wrought iron patio furniture from O.W. Lee. For three generations, the Lee family has been handcrafting fine wrought iron furniture that is not only beautiful but built to last a lifetime. Hand-forged by skilled craftsmen with incredible attention to detail and design, O.W. Lee is quite simply the finest wrought iron furniture on the market today. Family owned and operated since 1954, Lair's is Denver's oldest, most trusted name in wrought iron furniture. Plus, we have the best selection of quality gas barbecue grills in the state. At Holly and Evans in Denver, 81st and Sheridan in Arvada, and just north of Arapahoe on Broadway in Littleton, there's a Lair's near you. For premium wrought iron furniture from O.W. Lee, it's Lair Fireplace and Patio.
I love old homes and homes with character.
It's called a gable roof, I think it is.
Huge kitchen with an island in the middle.
If I don't know the terms, I get lost in the process.
Tile closings.
Contingency clause.
What are they going to take? What am I going to offer?
Who does it? Who do I call? I have no idea.
If you're looking to buy a home, you need someone with expertise to help you. Ask your agent if they're a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors.
My realtor's my partner.
A message from your local state and national realtor associations.
The KNRC Community Commitment.
The Curtis Arts and Humanities Center in Greenwood Village presents Youth Art Month now through April 2nd. Youth Art Month promotes art by encouraging children in grades K through 12 to create artwork for exhibits in their states. Local students from 30 area schools are part of the exhibit. Hours are Tuesdays and Thursdays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Wednesdays and Fridays, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Curtis Arts and Humanities Center at 2349 East Orchard Road. For more information and for hours on select Saturdays, call 303-797-1779.
Decision 2004.
Follow the campaign trail.
Who is in?
I'm John Kerry.
Who is out?
I'm John Edwards.
The best coverage of 2004 in Denver will be here on AM 1150. KNRC.
KNRC.
Be sure to start your day the right way.
It's a busy world, and none of us has a lot of time, especially me. That's why I tune to this station, because in a heartbeat, they're going to give me all the headlines that's going on around the country, around the globe.
The station you can depend on.
And right here locally. Let me know what's going on, and I like to keep on top of everything that's going on. And there's only one place for me to find that, and that's right here. That's why we use this station.
Denver's locally owned news and talk station. AM 1150, KNRC. Welcome, listeners of KOA, KHOW, and KNUS. We're glad to have you with us.
Thank you.
You said you wanted a fun, entertaining talk station. Here it is.
Here it is.
Our talk hosts welcome opposing views. They aren't old and angry, and they love Denver just like you. A positive talk radio station. Jimmy Lakey, Enid Goldstein, and Doug Kellett, along with famous national hosts like Bill O'Reilly, Michael Reagan, Lionel, and Alan Colmes. A great weekday talk lineup, exclusively on AM 1150 KNIC. She's the Rush alternative.
Didn't you talk about something else?
And she's not on medication.
Thank you.
Enid Goldstein, noon till 3, exclusively on AM 1150 KNIC.
Hi, this is Bill O'Reilly. Join me live every weekday morning from 10 till noon here on AM 1150 KNRC. Now back to Enid Goldstein.
1:57 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. Ron calling on a cell. Hi, Ron. You're live with Enid.
Hey, Enid, about the thing about the high price of gas?
Yeah.
We can all defeat it. Vote for fast tracks in November. Let's get a better transit system, more light rail and buses.
Okay, and how about not drive an SUV unless you absolutely need to?
Well, you're preaching to the choir.
Okay. Thank you. You're welcome. 303-382-1150. Dan in Broomfield. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Dan.
Why is it that Herr Bush and his crowd can sit here and do in the clean air standards for power plants and all this other fun stuff they're doing with the EPA, but they can't manage to get their big oil buddies to add oil refinery capacity, which is the big reason we have high gas prices. There's plenty of crude oil. It's just a lack of refining capacity, and they haven't added any in 30 years.
Why do you think? I don't know the answer to that.
It's real easy. They get to think deeper into your pocket.
I don't get the point.
Less refinery capacity, there's lower supply, greater demand, the price goes up.
Okay. So they want the price to go up in an election year? I don't think so. Not in an election year. I don't think they want that to happen.
Well, Bush isn't doing anything. During his campaign 4 years, 3 years ago, he was going to talk to the Saudis to get them to release more oil, and then now he's telling everybody that it's market forces should dictate the price, not his friends.
Well, and he's so smart, he's telling Ohio, a state that's had a lot of problems with jobs, that outsourcing is a great idea, and Ohio is a major swing state. Well, I thank you, Dan. We're out of time in this hour. Thanks for the call. Lucky you, though. One more hour of Enid right here on AM 1150 KNRC. More lively talk radio. You can be part of it. 303-382-1150. I want to hear from new voices. If you've never called a talk radio show before, if you've never called mine before, call and let's talk about it. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
The streets. Their convoy was ambushed, and NBC's Tom Aspel tells us they weren't the only American deaths in Iraq today.
5 soldiers killed in the town of Malahma when their M113 armored personnel carrier ran over a bomb, possibly a landmine. Those 5 all riding in the same vehicle and killed.
The White House says despite the killings, the U.S. is sticking to its mission in Iraq. He said he didn't want to raise taxes, but California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger now says he may have to. The state is facing a $14 billion shortfall. Schwarzenegger says he wants to crunch some of the numbers before making a final decision. The White House says the president is concerned about rising gasoline prices and disappointed that OPEC has decided to cut production. A lot of analysts say Saudi Arabia wants higher prices to boost its bottom line. I'm Brian Williams, NBC News Radio.
And now for a traffic update, we go to Kelly Clark. Kelly, how's it looking out there?
Well, if you've got to get anywhere, I hope you have lots of time.
Uh-oh.
All northbound lanes at the Taylor Interchange are backed up. Westbound lanes are at a standstill, and the off-ramp near the Martin Building remains closed, causing major headaches.
Not good.
But I do have good news.
What's that, Kelly?
I just saved a bunch of money on my car insurance by switching to GEICO.
See what you could save. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% on car insurance.
I love old homes and homes with character.
It's called a gable roof, I think it is.
Huge kitchen with an island in the middle.
I don't know the terms. I get lost in the process.
Title closings.
Contingency clause.
What are they going to take? What am I going to offer?
Who does it? Who do I call? I have no idea.
If you're looking to buy a home, you need someone with expertise to help you. Ask your agent if they're a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors.
My realtor's my partner.
A message from your local state and national realtor associations.
Good afternoon, mostly sunny, 75 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin, KNRC News. Time for us to check traffic with Darren Copeland in the KNRC Traffic Center.
This traffic report is brought to you by Quest and cleaning up an injury accident, Highway 7 to Riverdale. Everything else, though, is looking actually nice for the first time all day. We do have some road construction eastbound C-470 between Morrison and Quincy. And if you're heading up to the high country, watch out. They do have some speed traps on I-70. Choice and flexibility. Get Quest Choice, home, phone, and long distance. More features and 5 cents a minute long distance make Quest the choice for Colorado. 888-273-9221 or quest.com. Restrictions apply. I'm Darren Copeland with your traffic on AM 1150 KNRC.
In local news, the Picnic Rock Fire, which began late yesterday morning in Poudre Canyon, has now grown to 750 acres. Firefighters haven't been able to contain any of it. Ron Haynes, one of the residents evacuated because of the blaze, recalls the flames moving closer to his home.
I really still didn't think they'd be coming down this far, but they just kept moving towards the house and moving towards our property, and then the smoke started coming in.
Fire crews from six jurisdictions are battling the fire, but are being hampered by winds gusting to more than 30 miles an hour and temperatures approaching 80 degrees. Eight homes have been evacuated. There's an alert for a dozen more. This report brought to you by Orkin Pest Control. A Lakewood apartment building suffered heavy damage from a fire this morning. The fire at 315 Zang began about 5 o'clock. And Monica Landis, a resident of the Archstone Red Rock apartment, says her husband thinks he knows what started the fire.
He had heard that it may have been a cigarette on a couch that fell on the couch yesterday and smoldered overnight.
Up to 18 families have been displaced by the fire, and some may be able to return to their homes tomorrow. Others may be displaced for a couple of weeks. Who should decide what to do with the $146 million given to Colorado by the federal government? The governor says that's his privilege, while lawmakers disagree. That debate was taken to the state Supreme Court today, a debate that made for some curious political pairing. Siding with Republican Governor Bill Owens was the Democratic Attorney General Ken Salazar.
The source of funds here are federal funds, and there are boundaries that were set forth in the federal legislation which granted those monies to the states around the country, that it's within the governor's province to make a determination as to how those monies are expended.
Among Owen's opponents are fellow Republicans such as Senate President John Andrews and House Speaker Lola Spradley.
It is an issue of appropriations authority and the budget in the long term for the state of Colorado and the authority over the budget for the state. But we will have to wait and see what the Supreme Court decides.
Owens has already allocated all but $35 million of the federal grant. In sports, road trip for the Colorado Avalanche tonight as they skate into Minnesota to play the Wild. Avs beat the Wild 3-1 during their last meeting in February. Colorado Rockies are playing the Anaheim Angels in spring training action this afternoon. In the top of the third, the Angels were leading 4-0. Denver Nuggets have some time off before they play host to the Houston Rockets on Friday. The Nuggets top the Seattle Supersonics 124-119 last night, with Carmelo Anthony scoring a career-high 41 points. Just because you don't see carpenter ants doesn't mean they're not trying to turn your house into a sack of sawdust. Remember, if it bugs you, bug the Orkin Man at 1-800-ORKIN-MAN. Your exclusive Weather Channel forecast is up next. KNRC News Time is 2:05.
Across the Front Range and the Rocky Mountains, more and more of you are choosing AM 1150 KNRC as Denver's premier talk station.
When news happens, you guys are on top of it.
I listen in my car. I listen at work.
Denver's premier talk station.
You're my new best friend.
Just keep up the great work.
Hear both sides daily on AM 1150 KNRC.
Take advantage of great low mortgage rates today. Call Western State Mortgage at 888-617-5255 and get a loan package that is custom tailored for your individual needs. A recent customer had this to say.
I got burned by another mortgage company. They made promises that simply didn't follow through. Then I called Western State Mortgage and they consolidated my debt at a much lower rate. And now I'm saving over $800 per month. I should have called Western State Mortgage first.
You too can lower your mortgage payment by literally hundreds of dollars per month. Western State Mortgage supports independent radio right here in Denver and Colorado. Call and mention this ad, and if they complete your loan, they'll donate $250 to the Colorado Multiple Sclerosis Society. Start your 2004 off right and call them now at 888-617-5255 or visit them online at westernstatemortgage.com to get your free rate quote and good faith estimate. Call them at 888-617-5255. That's 888-617-5255. Equal housing lender.
I'm Mike Stenefford with the KNRC forecast and the Weather Channel. Sunny skies and warm this afternoon. We'll get up to a high near 80. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, a low near 40. Another nice day on Thursday, partly sunny skies. It is going to turn windy, though, as a cold front comes our way. Highs upper 70s. Then on Friday, windy and much colder with a mix of rain and snow. Friday's highs only in the middle 40s. For the Weather Channel, I'm Mike Stenniford on AM 1150 KNRC.
Under mostly sunny skies, it's 75 degrees. KNRC News Time is 2:07. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 2:35 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
From AM 1150 KNRC, Denver's choice for talk. Now, one of the Mile High City's most compelling talk hosts, Enid Goldstein. The producer is Joe Anderson. Board operations, Jordan Lyles. Now, here's Enid.
2:07, 7 minutes after 2 o'clock. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. And we have been talking about a lot of things. We began, if you're just tuning in, by talking about talk radio because today is the day that Air America launches, and that's the Liberal Talk Network in about three or four cities. Al Franken, and I haven't had a chance to hear it because I think I'm sort of on the air around the same time that he is. So any of you who have heard it and want to comment, I'd love to hear from you. And also occasioned by Dick Krecht's column today in the Denver Post. He's long thought that talk radio hosts like to hear themselves talk more than they like to hear you talk. And so what he did is he clocked Peter Boyles and he clocked Mike Rosen at the Walmart across the way. And sure enough, they were spending a lot of time shilling for the furniture company and the bedding company and surgery and Veterans Administration, you name it, or Veterans Homes or, you know, whatever. And not too much time talking to listeners. That's not the way we do business here, at least not the way I do business. I want to hear from you, and I particularly want to hear from new voices, people who have not called the show previously or who don't tend to call talk radio or who may never have talked. Called talk radio before. It's a little, you know, I would be a little nervous if I were calling someone's show, but we're all big people here, and we, even if we're little people, we can. It passes quickly. We're just having a conversation, and you could potentially alter or affect the dialogue in some way. 303-382-1150. We're also talking about the soaring gas prices that the administration after 9/11, when all of us wanted to do whatever we could to help, their only advice to us was go shopping. They never said drive a more fuel-efficient vehicle. They never said line up for some hands-on work, volunteer work that will help the country and unite the country. They never said any of that. They just said go shopping. And now gas prices are approaching $2 a gallon in Colorado, and I think over $3 a gallon in some parts of California. And at what point do the gas prices have to go before you will change your habits, whether you'll drive a more fuel-efficient vehicle or whether you will demand a change in leadership at the top? One of you sent this email to me, and this is from Mike. And Mike's, this is a quote from Franklin Roosevelt. Franklin Roosevelt was purported to have said the following. The liberty of a democracy is not safe if the people tolerate the growth of the of private power to a point where it becomes stronger than their democratic state itself. That, in its essence, is fascism, ownership of government by an individual, by a group, or by any controlling private power. And I guess Mike says that Franklin Roosevelt said this, so it's a wonderful quote if he did indeed say it. We're also talking about my disappointment that the Dick Clark book about President Bush and the administration has not had a greater impact on Bush's approval ratings and his the people seeing him as strong on terror. It's what's it going to take? And then Jason emails, why should I vote for Kerry? What is he going to propose that will make it that I ought to make me consider voting for him? What will he do? Why should I even consider voting for Kerry? And this, one of you sent it in. Actually, it came from Jordan, our board op, and a technical director. Jordan Lyles passes this along to me, and it's, if you're a member of MoveOn.org, you received one of these. The Republican National Committee is pressing the Federal Election Commission, FEC, and one of you called me about this yesterday, to issue new rules that would cripple groups that dare to communicate with the public in any way critical of President Bush or members of Congress. Let me read you that again because this is important. The Republicans are pressing the Federal Election Commission to issue new rules that would cripple groups that dare to communicate with the public in any way critical of President Bush or members of Congress. Incredibly, the Federal Election Commission has just issued for public comment, and you better comment on this, proposed rules that would do just that. Any kind of a nonprofit organization, whether it's conservative, progressive, labor, religious, secular, social service, charitable, educational, civic participation, issue-oriented, large and small, could be affected by these rules. So if you are remotely critical in your nonprofit, you will be crippled in your ability to communicate. Under the proposed rules, nonprofits that advocate for cancer research, gun and abortion restrictions or rights, fiscal discipline, tax reform, poverty issues, immigration reform, the environment, or civil rights or liberties, all these organizations could be transformed into political committees if they criticize or commend members of Congress or the President based on their official actions or policy decisions. Such changes would cripple the ability of groups to raise and spend funds in pursuit of their mission and could be so ruinous that organizations would be forced to back away from any meaningful conversations about public policies that affect millions of Americans. If the proposed rules were adopted, the following organizations would be treated as federal political committees and therefore could not receive grants from any corporation, even an incorporated nonprofit foundation, from any union or from any individual in excess of $5,000 per year. And this is a 501c4 gun rights organization. A good government organization, 501c3, a fund, 527, created by tax reform. I mean, it just goes on and on. So in every way, they want to muffle us. In every single way, you cannot let this go on. You cannot let this stand. You have to get active. Democracy, John Dean, who was one of the Watergate participants, and we have practically a full board here with one line open, 303-382-1150, as has been all practically all the way through the program today. John Dean, one of the Watergate participants, says that what we're seeing in Washington, and he's a Republican, what we're seeing in Washington is worse than Watergate, and when it's all over, either Bush and Cheney will be removed or our democracy will be. What is your choice? And what's it going to take to get voters to open up their eyes to what's going on? Because clearly the Richard Clark book hasn't made enough of an impact. It's been the biggest so far, but not enough to alter the poll numbers substantially. What will it take? Will it take Joseph Wilson's book? Will it take other people coming forward? Will it take more missteps from the administration? Will Condoleezza Rice fall on her face in the rice cooker that they're going to put her through in 9/11? Probably not. She's pretty good on her feet. What's it going to take? 303-382-1150. And as I have asked all of you to be goodwill ambassadors for our radio station, for my show specifically, tell your friends about Enid Live, noon to 3, Monday through Friday. Tell your friends about AM 1150 KNRC. You've got to tell your friends to get Bush Cheney out of there. And you've got to make a good case for it. You've got to act as ambassadors. If everybody does it, I think we have some better chance. 303-382-1150, 303-382-1150. Eric, calling from Littleton. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, am I on?
You are, welcome.
Hi, I just wanted to call, sorry, I'm kind of nervous. I just want to call in and say that I've been listening to you now for 3 days, and I was just really happy to hear you because before I never even listened to the radio because...
How did you... Well, first of all, are you a first-time caller?
Yeah.
Well, we have something for you.
Thanks.
All right. Now, how did you find us?
Well, normally I listen to CDs in my bathroom, and someone had switched it on to AM, and you were just on, and I listened for a little while, and I was waiting for the, you know, the rhetoric to start, and I don't know, you were more open-minded, and then I found out you guys were more liberal, and I was just kind of flabbergasted, and just really, I don't know, it's really nice to hear. Because around here where I live in Littleton...
Or as some people call it, Little Fun.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, you heard me in the bathroom. That's part of our Flesh Rush campaign. You're in the right room.
Thanks. So around here it's really hard just because everyone, they're really right-wing around here, and... Even my own friends have kind of just been condemning me just for my own feelings. And I don't know, I've been reading the paper and watching a lot of Canadian news, actually, and BBC. And
very good. And you can read the English papers online, too. Eric, can I ask you how old you are?
I'm 18.
You're 18. So what, a senior in high school or freshman in college?
I'm a senior in high school.
Good for you for being interested in the issues. And see if you can get some of your... Wait, you have to be... How old do you have to be to vote, though? 18 or 21?
18. I already registered.
So this is going to be your first election that you're voting?
Yeah.
Who are you going to vote for?
Well, I guess I have to vote for Kerry. But
you have to.
I don't know. I hope in the future we come up with some better candidates because it's kind of like voting between, like, you know, like really two really bad foods for lunch at, you know, at school or something. It's...
Well, I like to say the lesser of two weevils. All right. Well, Eric, see if you could talk your friends into registering and into voting and into not voting for Bush, voting
for
Kerry.
I try to so much. It's really so hard. The way people think about it these days is like, I even saw this shirt on Bill Maher, actually, and it was a shirt that said voting is for old people. Did you ever see this?
Yeah. In fact, I have a whole list of T-shirts right now. Voting is for old people, I saw, which I think is really stupid.
Yeah, that's actually the mood of most kids my age these days. And then
here's a great T-shirt that says anyone but Bush, and this one is at a website called seeyageorge.com.
Yeah.
And I got one from Jim Morris in Boulder, and it's great. It's a black T-shirt, which looks very cool, with Bush's head in white, and it says loser. And then there's a bunch of text under it, what he's lost, including at the end, lost lives. So lost moral ground, lost everything, lost his mind too, if you ask me. Eric, I'm delighted that you called. I hope you'll call us again and tell your friends.
Oh, I just want to say one last thing.
Yeah.
I actually heard about, we always talk about terrorism and how much we hate it and stuff, but I heard this quote in a James Bond movie, and it said, one man's terrorist is another man's freedom fighter. And also I heard about another terrorist group in Greece called November 21st and some of the reasons they're fighting. And I don't know, I'm getting kind of confused here, because it seems like some of them are fighting to counteract against some people theirs that have been, killed.
All right, well, we're getting a little far afield here, but here's how you're going to get unconfused. You're going to listen to Enid Live, noon to three. Aren't you supposed to be in school? Aren't you still in school right now? How come you're listening?
Yeah.
Are you cutting class?
Well, actually, I kind of have a cleared morning, so.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm not going to go into those details, but I'll tell you what, Eric, you will get unconfused if you listen to Enid Live Monday through Friday, noon to 3.
I'm planning on it.
Okay, thank you, darling.
Thank you.
All right, 303-382-1150, Michael calling from Littleton. Hi, also from Little Fun. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Enid.
Hi, Michael.
Okay, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Your show's great. You really do a good job here.
Thank you very much.
But I have a point on your, you've got an issue with these FTC rules, right?
Yeah.
Well,
Federal Election Commission, they're trying to muzzle nonprofits if they either commend or are critical of President Bush or Congress. They'll be made into PACs, and then they'll have different rules, and it'll be a way of stifling them.
Right, so that's from the Election Commission.
Yes.
Well, basically, you're saying that you would have a charity that would otherwise have a charitable function, but as soon as they say anything about a political candidate, they are a PAC.
Well, that's correct. What it sounds like. Now, I haven't gone through this whole thing. I'm sort of doing it in a very surface way, but the RNC, the Republicans, are pressing the FEC, which is a largely toothless organization, to issue these new rules. All right, what's your point on it, Michael?
Well, my point is... Why don't you agree with that? I mean, it seems to me that as soon as any charity who gets tax benefits, any government-ordained charity, government-approved charity, that starts to make
so you're in favor of this?
Absolutely.
Why?
Because
it will stifle the conversation so that nobody can talk about anything that's going on. Supposing the administration is squelching funds for. Oh, let's say a clean blood program.
Well, I'm hearing on this, Enid, because what it's really doing is it's saying you cannot disguise yourself as a charity and actually be an organization that has that will campaign.
Yeah, but they're also talking about gun rights organizations would be under this. I don't know. I think it's really a bad idea, Michael. I'm going to look at it further, though, but I think it's a terrible idea. Robert calling from Lafayette. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hello.
Hi, Robert. Welcome.
Hi, Enid. Hey, it's great to speak with you.
Thank you. Are you a first-time caller?
I am a first-time caller. I've been a long-time listener since you guys got on the air.
Oh, well, what finally prompted you to call today?
Well, I guess I've just got some extra time on my hands here, and I was wondering about, I don't know if you saw the...
And we're cheaper than watching TV or going to a movie. All right, wait a minute. We have something for you.
Gosh, thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Hey, listen, I was watching the economic advisor for Mr. John Kerry this morning on CNBC, and he had some difficult questions to which he could not answer, one of which was the dividend tax repeal of the dividend tax.
Mm-hmm.
Which would go...
Well, it's at a lower rate. No, I don't think it's been repealed, but I think dividends are now taxed at a lower rate.
Well, he was mysteriously undecided on that, and I was wondering what your take was on that.
I hadn't seen it, so I don't know. I don't have a take on it, Robert.
Okay, well, they asked him point blank, do you plan to repeal the reduction in the dividend tax rate? And I'm newly retired, and as such, I'm quite in favor of
Who are you planning to vote for before you saw this program?
I am completely undecided.
You are completely undecided? Who did you vote for in the last election, presidential?
Mr. Gore.
You did?
Yeah.
You got to go for Kerry. He's going to be better for you than this crew. That's what I think. But, Robert, keep your mind open, and we'll talk we'll talk more about it. And I haven't seen Kerry's response or what Kerry's program is going
no
to consist of.
And that's what worries me.
He will have a response. He's got to have a response, and he's got to have a program. And so we'll see what it is.
Okay.
Right now he's going to have his shoulder. He's going to go into surgery.
Well, I understand that. He gets a week off, right?
Yeah, more. Okay, and then we'll find out. But keep an open mind between now and then.
Okay, thank you.
And put a chain on your wallet and your dividend benefits.
All right.
And don't
you.
Let anybody get them.
All right.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Mike. First time caller. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi there, Enid. Enjoy listening to your station during the day when I'm on the road.
And this is the first time you've ever called?
Yeah, well, you said call. You never called before.
Well, wait a minute. We have something for you.
Send me money.
Well.
I missed those.
I'm sorry about
after,
that part.
After huh? six, too, those guys that were, I guess you power down, your station powers down.
Yes, we do. The FCC requires us to, at sunset, and sunset varies. In the middle of winter, it's as early as about like 4:30 or so, and in the summer, it gets much lighter.
Those guys that in the evenings were really fun to listen to.
Yeah.
But my question or my point is I'm an independent and have been for some time. I've voted both Democratic and Republican, and as an independent, I think we try to strip down the emotional stuff and try to get to the subject. And one thing I don't understand about a caller you had a little while ago about the gasoline.
About what? That, you're cutting out a little bit.
About the gasoline prices and so forth.
Yes.
It said a couple of months ago they were going to tighten up on supply. I guess I was wondering why that guy's so surprised that prices have gone up.
Well, OPEC has been asked to release more gas, and they're not going to do it. The Saudis have said no, they're not going to glut the market with it, which means that prior to an important and very tight presidential election, gas prices are spiking, and they are expected to go even higher than they are right now, and in some places they're setting records.
Mm-hmm.
So, but what is your point, Micah? Because I think I'm not getting it.
Well, I guess... I was wondering why they're surprised when the OPEC says they're going to tighten up. It's natural to go up when they do that. So.
Well, because maybe in the past we've been able to twist their arms. I don't know. And this time it didn't work. So this means if this continues on toward the election, I don't think that this helps the incumbents.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you have seen situations where people get voted out of us because they don't have enough snow removal equipment, and people get so furious because they're stuck in their homes when there's an unexpected snowfall. So can you imagine gas prices spiking? This affects everybody.
Yeah, that's true. And one more point, if I can, you were saying about this Clark thing a short time ago,
mm-hmm.
About why he hasn't had more impact. And it sounds like that he really had Al Qaeda down for what it was in the last 10 years, and I applaud him for that. Stan, last week when he was in front of this group of people that he was talking to, that one of them said, if the Bush administration had done everything you wanted them to, would it have canceled out 9/11? Would they have been able to stop it? And he said, no. Which kind of makes me think, well, gee, what's the huff about?
Well,
you know?
There's a lot of huff about it because going to, first of all, they might not have been able to stop it, and we'll never know if they could have stopped it. But they might have been able to mitigate it. That's
mm-hmm.
not the same question as would they have stopped it. So in his opinion, maybe not stopped it, but maybe the damage could have been mitigated. What happened in the Clinton administration is when they were on alert for something and they thought they got threats for Los Angeles, LAX, Los Angeles Airport, They had meetings of the principals every day, and everybody went back every day to try and find out more information and try to connect the dots. And as a result, they were able to keep anything from happening to LAX, and there were a couple of other targets not yet, I think, specified, and they were able to keep things from happening there. No such effort was made, and so far as we know, in the Bush administration in those early days, and not even after 9/11. It just gave them cover to go into Iraq, which Richard Clark contends has made us less safe and less able to carry on the war on terrorism. Mike, I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Rush, rush.
Anyone else has to go, do it now. I ain't stopping again.
Middays, the Rush Alternative. Enid Goldstein, noon till 3 on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, Tom DeLappa and Walter Chow here, back to invite you to get deeper into movies during the Premier Picks series at Madstone Theaters. But you might ask, what does that mean, to get deeper into movies?
Well, Tom, the question that I always like to ask is, why this movie now? What is the filmmaker trying to say with this film at this time?
You know, Walter, a film worth talking about that way would be Rana's Wedding, coming Friday, April 2nd to Madstone.
I couldn't agree with you more, Tom. Rana's Wedding examines the Palestinian-Israeli conflict through the eyes of a young woman who receives a marriage ultimatum from her father and then sets out on a mission to marry for love.
We watch as she races against time to find her lover, negotiating her way around roadblocks, soldiers, and riots. For me, this film is a marriage of documentary and fiction in Palestinian Jerusalem.
You can see Rana's Wedding April 2nd through the 8th only at Madstone, and join Tom and me for a free discussion Saturday night. For details, call 303-752-3200 or visit MadstoneTheaters.com.
Computers talk in a strange language to us. Then again, so do computer techies. It's hard to find someone who will understand your computer needs. That's why when you're looking for solutions to your computer problems, you're looking for datatarget.com. At datatarget.com, you'll find people who target your computer needs in plain English. They'll cater to your problems relating to Microsoft Windows, installation upgrades, email, networking, internet, security, whether it's a business need or personal. You'll find datatarget.com makes the problem easy to solve. datatarget.com will be there at your business or home to help rid the frustration of trying to resolve it by yourself or spending hours on the phone with a tech guy who can't even talk. datatarget.com is affordable, and best of all, your first consultation is absolutely free. datatarget.com. Call 877-856-1206. That's 877-856-1206. Or log on to www.datatarget.com. AM 1150 KNRC and Golden Triangle Wine and Spirits would like to send you and a guest to the Vail Film Festival April 1st through 4th. You'll enjoy the festival's opening night, VIP party Mid-Mountain at Eagle's Nest, the premiere of Before Sunset with Ethan Hawke, three-day adult lift tickets, and much more, along with lodging at the Inn at Riverwalk in Edwards for three nights. All you have to do is register to win at Golden Triangle Wine and Spirits, located on the corner of 12th and Broadway, or call 303-893-8437 for more information.
I'm Bill Griffith, CNBC Business Radio. Well, a rather turbulent first quarter on Wall Street is now in the books with the closing bell today, and it ended with stocks modestly lower, the Dow dropping just 24 points to close at 10,358. The NASDAQ fell 6 points, down to 1994. For the quarter, both those averages were down less than a percent. That's how the business day ended, but it began with somewhat disappointing reports on factory orders, which rose less than expected, and on business conditions in the Midwest, which expanded, but again, much more slowly than had been forecast. Many investors now eagerly awaiting Friday's monthly jobs report from the Labor Department, expected to show the biggest employment gain in 3 years due to a resurgence in construction hiring and the return of California grocery workers after that months-long strike. So expectations are very high for that jobs report on Friday. Not so high today. The Dow finishes down 24 points at 10,357. The NASDAQ down 6. I'm Bill Griffith, CNBC Business Radio.
Does it seem like the senior partner at your accounting firm is, well, not so easy to reach?
Hello. I'm out all week again. If you leave here,
you may get the impression your business isn't, shall we say, top of mind. Why not try Grant Thornton, where you'll get easy access to our partners and resources in 48 U.S. offices, providing accounting services with integrity since 1924. Get to know us at GrantThornton.com. We've got a passion for the business of accounting.
Ever wonder who coined the phrase, "We eliminate the middleman"? Well, one thing's pretty certain. It wasn't the middleman. And how did they eliminate him? Something fishy there. But I digress. GEICO pioneered direct-to-consumer car insurance over 65 years ago, and they've been saving smart drivers money ever since. Give them a call, and you might ask them, what did they do with the middleman?
GEICO's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? GEICO, 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Talk to Bill O'Reilly.
When Iraq was invaded, Clark didn't like that at all. He disagreed with that policy. And then he started to get really angry, okay? And then subsequently he left the administration. That's what was going on here with this Clark, all right? He doesn't like Bush. If he were to just put Bush and Clinton on the same pedestal, which is the truth, both men were not proactive enough in getting bin Laden. That's the truth.
Bill O'Reilly, weekday mornings from 10 till noon on AM 1150 KNIC.
Hi, my name is Stephanie. I want to get tall when I grow up. Tall enough to hug Enid Goldstein, because my grandpa says she's high.
Enid Goldstein, weekday afternoons from noon till 3 on AM 1150 KNIC.
Hi, I'm Doug Kellett. Join me weekday afternoon from 3 to 6 here on AM 1150 KNRC. Now back to Enid Goldstein.
2:32 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. And we're talking about a lot of things. We're talking about the campaign, and we're talking about the Federal Election Commission trying to muzzle any nonprofit if they make any comment critical of the administration or of members of Congress. That's it. They have to be a political action committee, and then that they're stifled in a number of ways. 303-382-1150. Condoleezza Rice in the rice cooker. She's under the gun. And she's not used to being a lightning rod, and she's not used to the criticism that she is getting. Also, this is from the Washington Post. The U.S. The EPA, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, has overstated the purity of the nation's drinking water in 4 recent years, potentially leaving millions of people at risk. This according to a new report. From 1999 through 2002, the EPA announced that it met its goal of 91% of U.S. residents have access to safe tap water. But the data the EPA used to make those conclusions were flawed and incomplete because states did not report all violations of the federal agency. Despite that, the EPA trumpeted the inaccurate rates to the media, giving a false impression to the public. The EPA's documents show that some agency officials believe that in 2002 only about 81% of the jurisdictions monitored had safe drinking water, far lower than the official agency estimate of 94% for that year. The lower number would put roughly 30 million additional people at potential risk. The EPA, water purity. What about lead, et cetera? 303-382-1150. Price of gas going into the stratosphere. Ted, calling on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Ted.
Hi. Enid, before I get into my topic with you, I just wanted to indicate my surprise at
are
your
you,
lack of knowledge.
Are you, by the way, are you a first-time caller?
Yes, I am.
Wait
but I don't need your...
You got it anyway.
Yeah, thanks. No, I was rather surprised at your lack of knowledge about what the voting age in this country is when you were wondering whether Eric would be able to vote this year. But besides the point, I wanted to talk to you about a couple of
things. What's the drinking age, Ted?
It depends on the state.
Oh, okay. I'm so surprised at your lack of knowledge about that.
Well, you know, thanks for, you know, first-time call, and I appreciate your patience with me and your, you know, your courtesy. But anyway, I want to talk about Kerry. Two things. There's so many things I could talk about. But anyway, one is on conservation and the other is on outsourcing of manufacturing jobs overseas.
Mm-hmm.
I know one way that Kerry could create an awful lot of jobs, and that is if the Heinz company moved the 57 overseas factories back to the United States. Have you heard anywhere where Kerry is, you know, talked about how many factories he's going to move back to the U.S.?
Why is that even an issue, Ted?
Well, you talked about the fact that...
Why is Teresa Hines, who is not in charge, she's the heiress to the fortune, she doesn't run the companies, the company
she
has made it clear.
Board. She sits on the board.
Ted, darling, I don't know if you know how boards work, and let me explain it to you, because I'm so surprised that you don't know how boards work. But when you sit on the board, that doesn't mean you're running the company, and that doesn't mean you're doing the day-to-day on the company. So she may sit on the board as a representative representative of the many Heinz shares that she may control. But that's not the same as making the day-to-day decisions. She's not running the company. And John Kerry, her husband, who is the beneficiary, I guess, of the happy good fortune that he married a very rich woman, is also not running the company. So why is that an issue, Ted?
The prenuptial agreement that she forced him to sign. I don't
but,
think.
But wait, why does why is that? But Ted,
I don't think she signed one with Senator Heinz when she married him. Did she?
But what's the point of that? What difference does it make whether they have
a
prenuptial?
A point. We've got a major manufacturer, Heinz Corporation, well known, well respected, and 57 of their 75 manufacturing plants.
So well, so what? But what is the point of that exactly?
Oh my God! Are you completely naive?
Well, I don't get the point of that, Ted.
Oh my
she
God,
doesn't.
I just can't believe
she
it.
Doesn't. She doesn't control the company. She may sit on the board and vote her shares, but she doesn't control the company. So exactly what is the point? You're trying to say, I assume you're trying to say, Ted, let me see if I have this right, that John Kerry, because he married her and she sits on the board, they could bring all those companies, all the manufacturing plants back to this country, and therefore he could then talk about outsourcing with a cleaner hand. Is that what you're trying to say? Or he could be the source of all these jobs. Why did you talk about the lies coming out of the current administration? Let me see if I can ask you a question. Where do you think the weapons of mass destruction are? Why did the current administration threaten to fire somebody who, the head actuary of Medicare, who was prevented by the threat of being fired from sharing with Congress accurate data as to what the reform would cost, the Medicare reforms would cost? How about starting in those two places?
Medicare has a lot of explaining to do as far as conservation goes.
Ted, you know what? You're not making the case. I ask you a question, you can't answer the question, and you're not listening, darling, you don't listen, and you're not being really willing to have a conversation. I would say take some blood pressure medication and call us in the morning, 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC. 2:38, time to check into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Enid. Good afternoon. Mostly sunny, 75 degrees now. Time for us to check traffic with Darren Copeland in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Pretty quiet drive out there. This traffic report brought to you by AutoZone. We did have some construction work, I-76 at 88. They're doing some work on the interchange there. Santa Fe doing some reconstruction as well. It's going to be Santa Fe right between 470 and Bowles. That could be a bit of a problem as well. Get to AutoZone for a Castrol oil change special. Right now you can get up to 5 quarts of Castrol conventional motor oil, plus any STP oil filter in stock for just $10.99. Get in the zone, AutoZone. I'm Darren Copeland with your traffic on AM 1150 KNRC.
Fire crews from 6 jurisdictions are still trying to get a handle on the Picnic Rock fire in Poudre Canyon that started burning yesterday. The fire has now grown to 750 acres. 8 homes have been evacuated with a dozen more on alert. This report brought to you by Pep Boys, parts, service, and so much more. The Colorado Supreme Court is being asked to decide who should determine how $146 million in federal money is spent in the state. The governor thinks he should be able to make the decision while state legislators think it's their call. The feds gave the money to Colorado to help the state emerge from the recession. Wheat Ridge police have arrested the director of a naturopathic clinic after two of his clients wound up in Lutheran Hospital in critical condition right after being treated. Brian O'Connell faces misdemeanor charges, but that could change depending on those patients in critical condition. Get express front disc brake service at Pep Boys for just $49.99 after mail-in rebate, or get a $25 Pep Boys gift card with their best quiet stop brake service. See store for details, Pep Boys, parts, service, and so much more. Your exclusive Weather Channel forecast is up next. KNRC News Time is 2:40.
Get up close and personal with the Colorado Symphony in the only concert hall in America where the music literally becomes the center of attraction. The CSO is offering KNRC listeners 20% off tickets in the Parquet and Mezzanine 1 sections of Betcher Concert Hall for all Masterworks and Super Pops performances. These seats put you practically in the middle of the orchestra. You can watch the conductor's every move and hear the majesty and force of the music build before you. Join the Colorado Symphony and the Colorado Children's Chorale for a performance of Mendelssohn's Mendelssohn's A Midsummer Night's Dream, and Schumann Symphony No. 1, Spring, on April 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Tickets available at all King Super's Tickets West outlets and online at coloradosymphony.org. And to get up close and personal with the CSO, call 303-893-4100. That's 303-893-4100 for your KNRC listener offer. The Colorado Symphony Orchestra, the sound of your life.
I'm Mike Stenifford with the KNRC Forecast and the Weather Channel. Nice weather through tomorrow, then some big changes on Friday. For this afternoon, sunny and warm, very low humidity. Our high right around 80. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, a low down to 40. Partly sunny skies, kind of a windy day on Thursday, highs upper 70s. Windy and cold with a mix of rain and snow on Friday, highs only in the mid-40s. For the Weather Channel, I'm Mike Stenifford on AM 1150 KNRC.
Mostly sunny and 75, KNRC news time is 2:42. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 3 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
She's your midday rush alternative. Enid Goldstein on AM 1150 KNRC. Enid Goldstein, KNRC.
We have to talk.
So my business partner calls me and asks if I want to play golf tomorrow. Golf? Golf? I'm in the process of buying a house. I do not have time to putt around all day.
Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage eases the home buying process by handling the whole transaction, helping you every step of the way. Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage. Visit ColoradoHomes.com. Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage is owned and operated by NRT Incorporated.
It's time to get your Goodyear. Get to your local Goodyear retailer now through April 10th for the Goodyear Spring Driving Days Tire Sale. You'll find sale prices on some of the most popular Goodyear passenger, performance, and light truck tires. Plus, buy four selected Goodyear tires and get up to $75 free gas. Mail-in offer ends April 10th. Call 1-800-GOODYEAR or visit a participating Goodyear retailer for complete details. For low prices and up to $75 free gas, don't miss a beat. Get your Goodyears today.
Talk to Doug Kellett.
I, to be very honest, I have listened to her three times.
Okay.
Can't get past the first 15 minutes of the show. This is the only radio station that I have programmed into my radio at home.
Bless you, Robin.
I have found this station. This is home, and I thoroughly enjoy this station.
Well, I tell you what, if there's only one show you don't like, we're doing all right, Robin.
You are.
Doug Kellett, weekdays from 3 to 6 on AM 1150 KNRC.
I really don't want to give my name. I'm a regional manager. I do love that Enid Goldstein. A mission to Mars, Mr. Bush? If there's any extra money in the budget, I think we should create a U.S. grant for hotness myself.
Enid Goldstein, weekday afternoons from noon till 3 on AM 1150 KNRC. To the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
2:44 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. And I was watching Michael Jackson, who's making an appearance on Capitol Hill because he's helping with AIDS and various causes to do with illnesses in Africa and so on. I'm so sorry to see him there. I know, innocent until proven guilty, but he's really trying to rehab his image. And, of course, since he's a big name, he does help in some of those causes. But there he is, standing, wearing a red dashiki and lipstick to match. And, I mean, like, give me a break. I don't, forget it. I'm so over Michael Jackson. I'm so tired of him. Just go off into the sunset, please. Pay your bills, too, while you're at it. 303-382-1150. We're talking politics. I want to say something, too, before we get back into the fray. In the new Westword that has just come out, Michael Roberts' column, this is very interesting, boys and girls and buckaroos. As many of you know, I am the only person. I was a lone voice in the wilderness, just as I was in the run-up to the war against Iraq, telling you not to do this, and now all this stuff is coming out, and I was right. I'm waggling my finger in your face. I was right. I was also right about the governor. I'm the only one who for months was talking about the rumors we were hearing about the governor's marital misadventures, that when he and his wife talked about announced their separation, there was never an announcement that said nobody else was involved. And Westward, among others, castigated me big time, like I was really irresponsible for doing this. And I try to say, you know what, guess what, we're doing talk radio here. This isn't journalism. Talk radio is a different standard. Well, I pounded it and pounded it, and I've retailed the rumors, and the rumors are that he's got a girlfriend, that there was an old girlfriend, there was a new girlfriend, there might have been a kid born, it was born 2 weeks ago, it was born 2 years ago, the kid's in Montana, the kid's in Wyoming, Francis caught him in flagrante at the Broadmoor. We've heard every rumor in the world. There have been a million rumors, and that's all they are right now is rumors. So I want that he might go off into the sunset with Mark Holdsman, who has just announced he's getting married to someone he's known for 3 years, who's just been a friend. So, I mean, who knows what the story is, or even if there is a story. But everybody pointed a finger at me, and Westward was the biggest pointer of fingers at me, waggling it in my face about how irresponsible I was. And in the current Westward, they finally broke it by doing a cartoon by Kenny B, pretending that Jennifer Rosen was having an affair with Owens. It was just a goof. It wasn't for real at all. But let me see if I can read this. But what follows is a top 20 list of other claims regarding Owen's love life. So now they're treating it as humor, which is a thing I have been doing for months. And everybody got so bent out of shape. And when Westward got a call from the governor's office, they really called the waggle of their finger in my face and say how irresponsible I was. So, again, in two instances, when the governor calls, they start hopping around and Channel 4 started hopping around. So here's, they're doing, Michael Roberts is doing a top 20 list of other claims regarding Owen's love life. And let's see, if all these claims are false, Owens has been the target of utterly bizarre attacks. If all of them are true, he could give Colin Farrell a run for his money. Number one, Owens is having an affair with an aide from his first campaign for governor. Number two, these are rumors. Owens is having an affair with an aide from his earlier campaign for treasurer. Number three, Owens is having an affair with an attorney in the governor's office. Number four, Owens is having an affair with an attorney in another state government department. Number five, Owens is having an affair with an intern in the governor's office. So I don't know. Now by making it fun, which is what I have been doing this whole time, it does take Owens off the hook in a very funny way. So we're never really going to know if there's a girlfriend or not a girlfriend. We don't know what the story is. Was an abortion, not an abortion? Is there a girlfriend? Is there a boyfriend? We don't know any of this. But the very publications that were pointing a finger at me and calling me, irresponsible, are now listing the top 20 rumors for Owens. And I'm glad they got to the table. They got there a little late. We got there earlier. We got there first, and we had to endure their slings and arrows. But boys and girls and buckaroos, I'm out here swinging away for you and telling you what I know when a lot of other places and publications are way too timid to do it, and they want to point a finger at me. And then when the coast is clear, because guess what? Your friendly neighborhood icebreaker has cleared the way and made it an issue that we can talk about publicly, and the coast is clear for them, then they can look like heroes and print the top 20 Owens rumors. 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. Sid calling from Arvada. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Sid.
Hi, how are you today?
Turn down your radio. Turn it off, please.
I don't have it on.
You don't? You sure?
I'm positive.
Okay. Are you a first-time caller, Sid?
Yes.
Oh, wait a minute. Here it goes. Welcome to the program.
Thank you kindly.
You're welcome.
I just thought I would mention something to you that you might want to think about reference to basically the reason why no one should want to vote for either Bush nor for Kerry.
Okay, why?
If you do a little history research on both of them, you'll find that both of them are members of Skull and Bones. And if you understand what Skull and Bones is...
Oh, no, you're not a conspiracy theorist. It's a private...
May I make a suggestion?
Yes.
Do your own research and find out. I'll give you a place to look.
That's all right. I've done enough research on it.
Take a look at Alex Jones' website.
Yes, I know. He's a dope.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is, Sid.
No,
he's a conspiracy theorist. But what? So we shouldn't vote for anybody?
Well,
is that what you're saying?
In effect, you have no real choice, because the way the system is set up, it's not much different from what was and effectively now is again in the former Soviet Union. You have a choice of Tweedledum or Tweedledummer.
So what are you going to do? Go for Tweedledum?
Both of them are for things that are not good for
but
America.
Somebody is going to be a president. So do you want to be on the worse side or the less worse side? What are you going to do? Sit there and do nothing and feel morally superior? Is that what you're going to do?
When you go to your Alex Jones website? There's no sense in voting when you don't really have a choice.
Oh, so don't do anything. Your solution then, Sid, is don't do anything.
My solution is to inform people so that they can realize that they don't have a choice, so they can rise up and do something about it.
And what are you going to do to rise up and do something about it except to amuse yourself at this conspiracy theory website?
I'm not amusing myself whatsoever.
Yeah, but what are you doing actively?
What am I doing actively?
Besides talking yourself into the fact that you're doing something when, in fact, you're doing nothing.
Oh, in fact, I've done several things.
What?
I've done several things. I've called the government for the fraud that they have perpetrated on the American
citizens. Big deal. And where's that going to go? Nowhere. You call the government. What government agency did you call up and tell them they were perpetrating a fraud?
From the White House down to the post.
You send them an email and you say,
no,
you guys are perpetrating a fraud.
Formal letters.
A formal letter. And that's really going to have an effect. Is it?
Does that tell you something, that we have no representative government?
Well, why don't you get out and organize? Why don't you get out and register voters? Why don't you get out and do something hands-on?
I'll do that.
Okay.
Okay.
Report back.
Okay.
Thank you. 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. Eric, hi, you're live with Enid.
Yeah, hi, Enid. I enjoy your show.
Thank you.
Maybe we should go out and have an affair, and then they'll have lots to write about in Westward and all.
Probably there'll be less there than meets the eye, but I don't. But I'll let you say that instead of me.
I want to comment on why vote for Bush or Kerry, and I want to turn it around and say, let's give the reasons why vote for Bush. So I have some reasons here about why to vote for Bush.
Why vote for Bush?
Okay.
Quick, because we don't have much time.
If you want an ever-degrading environment, as every bipartisan law is attacked, including clean air, clean water, and Superfund, and to benefit his big business buddies who funded his election, vote Bush. If you want an insane energy policy that feeds big oil, big gas, big coal, big nuclear, and our insane gluttonous demand for ever more fossil fuel, then vote Bush. Meanwhile, Europe and Japan are pursuing alternative energy that could potentially provide millions of jobs for their countries, and we'll get to play catch-up in the future and probably pay twice as much as we would have had we started early. If you want more secrecy and a rolling back of civil liberties for security, supposedly, while making public input and access to previously available information unavailable, vote Bush. If you want the most rich cabinet in history with more millionaires than most countries and with more previous ties to industry than any other administration that they now get to regulate, vote Bush. If you want the most lying administration in history and not lies about shady land deals or supposedly getting your wick wet in the White House, but things that really do affect our rights and our democracy, like lying to justify a war, lying about the tax cut and who it benefits, lying about Medicare and its real cost, lying about WNDs and traitorously outing a CIA operative out of spite, lying about his International Guard service, lying about having no previous knowledge of Al-Qaeda crashing planes into buildings, then vote Bush. And finally, if you want to allow the right-wing religious fundamentalists to determine our religious, moral, and social directions on all affairs, public and private, and the separation of church and state, of which there shouldn't be any, as long as the church is white, Christian fundamentalism, and Jesus is blonde-haired and blue-eyed, then vote Bush.
Eric, hear, hear. That is very good. Congratulations. I like that a lot. I wish you'd send it to me in an email. Email it to me, will you?
Okay.
Enid@knrcradio.com. Excellent. Thanks for calling. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to 1150 AM 1150 KNRC.
We've got our own Reagan Revolution every weeknight at 6 p.m. Hear Michael Reagan exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC. KNRC.
What's the number one diet pill in America? Zantrex 3. Rapid weight loss, incredible energy in one amazing super pill. Zantrex 3. At stores nationwide or log on to Zantrex3.com.
Shopping for a mortgage should be no different from shopping for any big-ticket item, a car, a refrigerator, a house. You're looking for the best possible value available. Investment Property Funding Incorporated offers just that. The best mortgage rates available, starting at 1.25% for primary residences and just 1.65% for investment properties, with no points, no junk fees, and no surprises at closing. Increase your cash flow by hundreds, if not thousands of dollars per month. Investment Property Funding can handle all your mortgage needs with your choice of fixed rate, adjustable rate, or interest-only programs. They have a full menu of options for savvy, no-nonsense borrowers like you. Don't wait. Get the rates you deserve today by calling the professionals at Investment Property Funding Incorporated at 303-531-8508. That's 303-531-8508. Your mortgage experts, 303-531-8508. Or online at ipfunding.com. Troops.com.
Did you know that more than 40% of U.S. troops deployed overseas as first responders are from the National Guard? They have left their families and jobs to defend our country. But what happens when they return? Cuts in federal funding have eliminated programs to help returning soldiers to continue their education. But you can help. The Colorado National Guard has established a fund to help these soldiers when they return home. Mail your tax-exempt donation to the National Guard Education Foundation, P.O. Box 40889, Aurora, Colorado, 80044. For more information, call 303-667-8387.
We call it Drive Talking. Go to our website at knrcradio.com and look for details on how you can get a free KNRC travel coffee mug. That'll help on those morning commutes, and it may stop those stupid hot coffee spill lawsuits. There are few things that are free these days, but you'll find them at knrcradio.com. Go there, sign up, and the Drive Talking coffee mug will be yours. You can even get unlimited coffee refills in your fabulous new KNRC coffee mug at Sugar Beet Cafe. It's just another way for us to say thank you for making AM 1150 KNRC your number one choice for news and talk in Denver. AM 1150 KNRC. What Denver station picked up the prestigious Edward R. Murrow Award for the best single event news coverage for 2003? It was AM 1150 KNRC. KNRC. For the story surrounding the controversy over a Denver police officer, when you look for clear, concise radio journalism, stay with the professionals at AM 1150 KNRC.
Phenomena.
Hi, my name is Stephanie. I want to get tall when I grow up. Tall enough to hug Enid Goldstein, because my grandpa says she's high.
Enid Goldstein, weekday afternoons from noon till 3 on AM 1150 KNRC.
Lionel with you. Join me every weeknight from 9 to midnight here on AM 1150 KNRC. Now back to Enid Goldstein.
257 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. David K. Johnston tomorrow talking about how the super rich are using the system, the tax system, to cheat everybody else. Ken on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, me?
Yeah, hi, Ken.
Oh, hi. How you doing?
Doing well. You're a first-time caller?
Yes, as a matter of fact.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, I was just cruising the stations hoping I could find Air America, but I knew I wouldn't be able to. I was really surprised to find a liberal radio station, because it just seems like there's so many, you know, right-wing hacks on the radio. I just love listening to them when I travel back and forth between Denver and Colorado Springs so I can just shout at them.
Well, thank you for finding us. I'm delighted. But we have just a few seconds left before the end of the hour, so tell me why you called.
Well, you know, it was really interesting. We were talking about Governor Owens, and I guess the other day he had made some comment about 10 straight quarters of recovery. And I'd gone out to the .gov website looking at the Colorado statistics, and I had a hard time justifying his statement against the statistics that I found out there, where we are pretty much sixth in unemployment. And, you know, just as a background, I'm an alum of WorldCom, so I was really surprised that he could say that when I can't get the impression.
They say anything they want, and nobody ever challenges them, and when they do, nobody believes it. So I think that's what you're looking at. But you know what? We're out of time. Ken, call us again, will you?
I sure will.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Joe Anderson, for your fine work today. Thank you, Jordan Lyles, for yours. Thanks to all of you who called and listened. Duck Kellett up next. From 3 to 6 right here on AM 1150 KNRC. Let's do this again tomorrow, noon to 3 on AM 1150 KNRC. I'm Enid Goldstein. Do something generous. Leave the world a better place than you found it. Clean up some mess in your life. Do your taxes. I'll see you tomorrow at noon.
Time now for the 180-degree turn to the right. AM 1150 KNRC. Englewood, Denver. Doug Kellett is straight ahead. It's 3 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm John Siegenthaler. U.S. officials are blaming terrorists and remnants of Saddam Hussein's regime for the killing and mutilation of four Americans today. Dan Senor, advisor to coalition forces, says the people who did this, quote, are not the people we are here to help.
They are people who have a much different vision for the future of Iraq. They are people who want Iraq to turn back to an era of mass graves, of rape rooms and torture chambers and chemical attacks. They want to turn back to the era of Saddam Hussein.
In other news, Wisconsin college student Audrey Seeler has turned up alive. A manhunt for an assailant is underway as heavily armed police and a search dog comb the area where she was found. Record-high gasoline prices may go even higher following OPEC's decision to cut oil production by 1 million barrels a day starting tomorrow. The Dow was off 24 points today. The Nasdaq fell 6.5. S&P down less than a point. I'll see you later on CNBC. I'm John Siegenthaler, NBC News Radio.
And now for a traffic update, we go to Kelly Clark. Kelly, how's it looking out there?
Well, if you've got to get anywhere, I hope you have lots of time.
Uh-oh.
All northbound lanes at the Taylor Interchange are backed up. Westbound lanes are at a standstill, and the off-ramp near the Martin Building remains closed, causing major headaches.
Not good.
But